KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Iraq and civil war, the president says no.
There's a lot of sectarian violence taking place.
A red carpet welcome for the Pope in Ankara.
Security is very high for the Pope's arrival in Turkey.
The Red Cross under fire.
The blood supply. Is it safe?
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. President Bush has arrived in Latvia after a brief stopover in Estonia. Welcome to the capital of Tallinn with pomp and circumstance. But Mr. Bush is never far from Iraq and whether the country has finally plunged into civil war. He insists it remains sectarian violence.
Fomented, in my opinion, because of these attacks by Al-Qaeda, causing people to seek reprisal.
The White House has been adamant that calling the violence in Iraq a war misstates the situation. Secretary General Kofi Annan says it's hard to call it anything else.
Unless something is done drastically and urgently to arrest the deteriorating situation, we could be there. In fact, we are almost there.
And a growing number of news organizations believe the tipping point has passed. NBC is one of them, as reflected in Brian Williams' script on last night's Nightly News.
A critical week for the president and the civil war in Iraq.
Now, this broadcast continues to qualify the term, referring to a full-blown or all-out civil war. Doug Heineman of Washington University's Edward R. Murrow School of Communications says a change in language can be significant.
You might see recruiters having a harder time getting folks to sign up if they think they're headed to a civil war. You might see public opinion even turn more sharply against the war.
A published report says the Marines have concluded Anbar province, the hotbed of the insurgency, is beyond control. The Washington Post cites an update of a classified Marine Corps intelligence report first filed in late summer. The New York Times quotes a senior U.S. intelligence official who says Hezbollah, with the backing of Iran, is training members of the militia under the control of radical Shiite leader Muqtada al-Sadr. Iraqi officials are dealing directly with both Iran and Syria on quelling the violence.
I'm Mark Noller in Tallinn, Estonia. If Iraqi leaders want to reach out for help from neighboring Iran and Syria, President Bush has his doubts but says it's okay by him.
They're having talks with their neighbors. And if that's what they think they ought to do, that's fine. I hope their talks yield results.
It's one of the issues he'll discuss tomorrow and Thursday in Jordan with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who Mr. Bush expects to take more of a lead in responding to the surge in violence. He said he wants to hear what strategy al-Maliki has in mind.
In Ankara, an honor guard welcoming Pope Benedict to Turkey. CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco in Istanbul says security in the country has never been more intense.
The measures taken by the Turkish authorities for Pope Benedict are even tighter than those for the visit of President Bush in 2005. Snipers will be watching from hillsides and tall buildings. Armored vehicles will be standing by the areas where the Pope will visit.
Now, the tight security comes in the wake of protests. Thousands of people in the overwhelmingly Muslim country took to the streets to demonstrate against the Pope's visit. But as CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett has found, not everyone objects.
Here on the streets of Istanbul, everyone we spoke to said they welcome the Pope with open arms.
He's welcome to our country, anytime, anywhere.
We want him to be our guest.
You want him to be your guest?
Yes.
We have to respect that Papa is here.
They're talking again. Representatives from the U.S., China, and North Korea are holding a round of meetings in Beijing aimed at rekindling six-party negotiations on Pyongyang's nuclear program. The talks have been on hold for more than a year. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update now. The Broncos have a new man at the helm.
Good practice today. We were sharp. I need my timing back a little bit, but, I mean, we got a long week.
Jay Cutler, after being named the Broncos' starting quarterback, Broncos hope that Cutler can get them back in the playoff hunt. That means it's unlikely we'll see Jake Plummer getting any more snaps as a Bronco. Eight high school students recovering from injuries after the vehicles they were in rolled over, that is one vehicle, near Morrison Road in Sheridan. Students all riding in an SUV, no other vehicles involved, none of the injuries life-threatening. Walmart bringing its popular $4 generic drug program to Colorado. Walmart's been running the program in 27 states since September. It's adding Colorado and 10 other states today. How can Walmart offer generic drugs for $4?
We can do it for $4 because of our system. Our strength is our ability to buy product, move it well, and distribute it efficiently, and our business model passes those savings on to customers.
Walmart's Bill Simon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. Well, so far here in Denver and around Boulder, we have no weather impact just yet. Just a normal buildup along eastbound 270 through the city, so I guess we need to enjoy it while we can. Not the case for your high country, where we do have winter driving conditions. Definitely along your I-70 corridor, icy patches already between Idaho Springs and Loveland. Snowpack spots further up over the Vail Pass. Chain laws are in effect there. Chains also required at the Loveland Pass and both sides of the Eisenhower. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today for your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Blim Tires, only at Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/24/06.
The Osgood File, November 28th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be bad.
Ten minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 46, and a chance, a slight chance, of some rain or snow, and then snow likely tomorrow, snow likely tonight, and then about an 80% chance of snow tomorrow, with a high tomorrow only of about 14. All right, well, it's good to have you along here this morning, and we're in a heck of a lot of better shape here this morning than we were yesterday morning. Man, I always say this, I got to say it again. First of all, Mondays are brutal. There's no question about it. But then when you get like a 4 days off and you got to come back on Monday, it's worse. It's worse. But I walked in here this morning at 4:30 and, you know, everybody was in a relatively good mood and there were a few smiles on their faces. So that indicates that we're a little bit better off this morning, I think, than we were yesterday morning. Here's an alert for James Dobson. And for two of you who feel that marriage in the United States of America is under, Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock have filed for divorce. They filed papers Monday seeking to end their marriage of less than 4 months. Anderson's representatives would not comment on the reason or any particulars of the divorce. Anderson and Rock, whose real name is Robert Ritchie, each cited irreconcilable differences in their divorce filings in Los Angeles County Superior Court. Yes, it is true, Anderson wrote in a brief statement on her website. Unfortunately, impossible. A message left with Ritchie's attorney wasn't immediately returned. So, here we have another ongoing threat to the institution of marriage. Where are all of the values voters, quote-unquote, the ones who care about all of this stuff, about the declining state of marriage? Where are all of you? You have nothing to say? To Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson, after all, they're threatening the institution of marriage. Nobody has anything to say but me. I'm the only one who has anything to say because I'm the only one who cares. Don't they have kids? We don't know. Yes, they do have kids. The actress has two sons, Brandon 10 and Dylan 8, from her marriage to rocker Tommy Lee. And Richie, a Michigan native, who owns a condo in Nashville, has a 13-year-old son, Bob Jr. Think what this will do to the kids. Think how terrible this is. Okay, do we have time? Because I want to play this several times this morning. Do we have time to get in the Limbaugh cut? Yeah, listen to Limbaugh about the Iraq War and about the use of the term civil war and just his whole feeling about the Middle East. And you got to listen to this because this is an example of the anger that I keep bringing up that you keep getting from the other side because they're always so angry. Check this out.
So anyway, Stephanopoulos asked King Abdullah II of Jordan if this is the case.
George, the difficulty that we're tackling with here is we're juggling with the strong potential of three civil wars in the region, whether it's the Palestinians, that of Lebanon, or of Iraq. I hope that my discussions, at least with the president, will be to provide whatever we can do for the Iraqi people. But at the same time, we do want to concentrate ourselves on the core issues, which we believe are the Palestinians and the Palestinian peace process, because that is a must today, as well as the tremendous concern we've had over the past several days of what's happening in Lebanon. And we can possibly imagine going into 2007 and having three civil wars on our hands.
All right, well, let's just have them. Let's just have the civil wars and let the crumbs crumble and the cookie crumble, because I'm fed up with this. The Palestinian situation, and it's not going to be solved until a Limbaugh doctrine is imposed or tried. And that is, this is a war, and until somebody loses it, it isn't going to stop. And now, you know, we've done everything we can to make Lebanon a democracy, and it's crumbling because Syria keeps killing the popular leaders there. Meanwhile, the Hezbollahs keep expanding their influence in Lebanon. But what the hell? We're going to bring Syria and Iran in to fix Iraq. Why not let them just fix the whole region? If we're heading to civil war, I mean, everybody comes to us and says, you got to fix this and you got to fix that, so we go and try to fix it, and then our own people, Democrats and the left in this country, do their best to sabotage our efforts, and then we get blamed for trying to clean up the messes that these people start. And then they come on our television show, George, there's a civil war over there still, they're going to do something. Palestinians, it's a must, right now, it's a tankless war. Fine, just blow the place up. You know, just let these natural forces take place over there instead of trying to stop them, instead of trying to use... Sometimes natural force is going to happen. You're going to have to let it take place. you can spend all the time you want with diplomacy, and you can spend all the time you want massaging these things with diplomatic... You're just delaying the inevitable.
Oh, I mean, was he angry or was he angry? Better living through pharmacy is what I always say, huh, Rush? Now you wonder why those people call up over here and they're so angry. Where do you think they get that from? I thought he was going to start talking in tongues. We're going to have a religious moment here. 16 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up, we'll talk about Iraq and where we are with Daniel Levy. We've had him on before, and we'll have him on again. Stand by.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
Most cars and light trucks. Herb Ives Garage in Denver reminds you that drunk driving accounts for over half of all traffic fatalities. When you're drunk, your reaction time is slower than you think, and you're more likely to have an accident. This message courtesy of Herb Ives Garage at 1229 West Nevada Place in Denver, known for quality and integrity since 1970. Call 303-777-1853. That's Herb Ives Garage. Wishing all a happy and safe holiday.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Over the freeway and through the lights, on holiday errands we go. Nuvi knows the way to avoid traffic pileups. The Garmin Nuvi GPS with traffic alert options. Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City.
Garmin. The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM760, Progressive Talk.
6:20, 20 minutes after 6. Slight chance of rain and snow. High today around 46. Levy back on the program. He's a senior fellow at the New American Foundation and the Century Foundation. He directs their respective Middle East and peace initiatives. Levy formerly worked as an advisor in the Israeli Prime Minister's office and an official Israeli negotiator at Oslo under Rabin and Taba under Barak. And he has got a huge resume. And if I read the whole thing, we won't have any time to talk to him because he's got a plane that he's got to catch. And Daniel, I believe you're in Jerusalem. Am I right about that?
That's right. I'm just outside Jerusalem, Jay.
Yeah. All right. So we got to get to this because we know you got a plane coming that you got to catch. The big debate here now is that NBC News yesterday said that they are going to begin to call this thing in Iraq a civil war. Would you agree with that? Is this a civil war?
I think it shows all the signs of being a civil war, and I think that, let's face it, the definition that we use is less important than an understanding that the situation there has continued to deteriorate, and you need something new in terms of how you look at it, and to be honest with ourselves, that there are no quick-fix solutions. It's been mishandled from the false premises under which the war was launched and the unilateral way in which it was launched in the beginning. 3 years down the line, it's essentially what's the least but bad outcome, I think, is what everyone needs to be looking at. Hopefully the Baker-Hamilton study group will come out with some serious recommendations. Hopefully you'll see a real willingness to start thinking differently in terms of how U.S. policy relates to the region, in terms of understanding the limits of the use of force, in terms of understanding the need to re-engage with Iraq's neighbors, and to try a project that will, at its heart, include Iraq, but will have to include how to restabilize the Middle East as a region and begin to set aside some of the more fantastical notions that some of the neocon ideologues imposed upon this administration too successfully.
Is anything going to come out of this meeting between Bush on Thursday?
First of all, it's terribly symbolic that the meeting can't actually take place in Iraq. I mean, that almost says it all. If you remember, al-Maliki was the person that the Americans were encouraging to take on this role when they weren't happy with al-Jafari, who was the initial choice to be the prime minister after the elections in Iraq. I don't think we should have great expectations as to what will come out of one specific meeting. This is a much bigger exercise. I think there is, of course, the need for the Iraqis to take more responsibility on themselves. I think America should be beginning to look at the kind of timetables for a troop drawdown and, crucially, to begin to involve the neighbors and to not be squeamish. If need be, at sitting in a room with the Iranians, sitting in a room with the Syrians, and listening hard to what the people in the region are telling the U.S. needs to be done. To sit with the neighbors, to sit with our adversaries, does not mean that we embrace or endorse them. It simply means that you're doing diplomacy.
Yeah, but I've had several hardline callers, and it's very, 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 very hard to get neocons, very hard to get them to listen to the idea of sitting down with the Iranians or the Syrians. They just don't want to do it. How do you convince them that sitting down with them is vital to trying to figure out how to fix this thing?
But first of all, of course, a conversation in itself is not a panacea. A conversation, virtue of the fact that you're talking to someone, it doesn't mean you've resolved anything. It also doesn't mean that you've bestowed on them any kind of legitimacy. I've got news for everyone. The Syrians and the Iranians don't need America to bestow legitimacy. They're doing quite okay right now without that legitimacy, domestically and in the region. You're not doing them a favor. The question is, and yet the talks are going on indirectly. The European three, Britain, Germany, and France, are sitting with Iran, having consulted with America. Everyone knows that there's an empty chair in the room. That empty chair is the chair that's not being taken by Americans. Likewise with Syria. There are messengers going back and forth. The advisor to Tony Blair, the British Prime Minister, was there recently, having just been in Washington. The question is, what do? You get in a room, and you put all the issues on the table, and you see if you can work through as many of those issues as possible. Now, I don't want to be naive. It's perfectly feasible that there are not deals to be done with the current Iranian regime. And I can tell you, as an Israeli, I'm anything but enthusiastic about President Ahmadinejad and the regime in Iran. But I think one should try. If there are not deals to be done, then you have to say, how do we begin to weaken the hold of the hardliners in Iran? And you will not weaken it just by sanctions that many people will not step up to, and you won't weaken them by some of the really unfortunate efforts of regime change that have been tried in the past. Part of the way you'll weaken them is by reducing the appeal of extremism in the region, and that means, for instance, going back to Israeli and peacemaking. That means, for instance, working with others, moderates in the region, trying to get the Syrians in a room so that they're not so dependent on Iran. And of course it means giving Iran less of an easy way of having one over on the Americans inside Iraq.
626, 26 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Daniel Levy on the line with us. You know, I got into it with a guy yesterday about, he claimed that that there are no Islamic moderates in the region, but that's not true. But then again, a lot of times you don't hear much from any of them.
Well, first of all, it depends what you call moderate. You know, many people in the Middle East don't look upon the kind of language and actions that have been coming out of the U.S. and elsewhere as very moderate in the last years.
That's true.
You have a government, for instance, in Turkey. It's an Islamist government. Nonetheless, Turkey is still on to trying to join the European Union. You have actors in the region. But it's just such a mistake to say all Islamists are the same, they're all Islamo-fascists, they're all Al-Qaeda, they're all Tafkiris, jihadists, etc. There are very, very different voices in the region. Now, some of them are advocates of political Islam with whom we disagree, but those are disagreements that we can manage and conduct in a civilized fashion. In other words, that you can agree on the rules of the game. You can agree that you don't use terror. You can agree that you don't use violence. You can agree that we're going to resolve our dispute through negotiations. You may not agree on the vision of society that they would like to have, and I probably wouldn't. But that's something that's going to have to be decided domestically in many countries in the Middle East. Let's face it, the countries who are the so-called allies and friends of the U.S., do we really see eye to eye with the way in which they run their regimes? No, but we've come to a modus vivendi with them. It's not ideal, but it's a hell of a lot better and a hell of a lot more workable than the disaster that we've seen as a consequence of the neocon policy in the Middle East in the last years.
All right, last question. Iraq, only going to get worse?
I don't want to be fatalistic and say that. It's going to be very, very difficult to turn the Iraqi situation around. To the extent to which there are things that could have been done differently even after the decision was made, on apparently on the wrong premises, to launch the invasion, there were several key moments in which things could have been done differently. I don't want to say those moments are gone, we cry over spilt milk, and it's all downhill from here. I do still think there are ways of trying to get the Iraqis to take more responsibility. I do think there are still ways of getting the neighbors more involved, and I do think there are still ways of looking at different ways of reorganizing the political situation in Iraq. I do want to say this, though, because I'm here in Israel, And you have now have, for the first time, albeit not from Iraq, from somewhere else, a signal of hope coming out of the Middle East. And that is the ceasefire that was agreed between the Israeli government and all the Palestinian factions 48 hours ago. That is a fragile thing, but it is a positive message coming out of the region. And what it needs now is to be strengthened. And it needs to move from the ceasefire to confidence-building measures and to go back into a political, negotiated process between Israelis and Palestinians. And that means America needs to get back into the game of Israeli-Palestinian peacemaking. And it's not totally unconnected from Iraq. Because just as you can have a negative domino effect, you have a positive domino effect. And if we can show that America has credibility, and America is ready to do the right, is ready to move on Israeli-Palestinian peacemaking, and if you have positive messages coming out from the Palestinian-Israeli situation, it's not going to change everything overnight, but it could set us on a somewhat different track in the region.
Boy, I just couldn't agree more. Daniel, thank you so much for being with us on such a short notice. You're beginning to be our go-to guy on the Middle East, and we really appreciate your time. Have a safe flight. And we'll have
Thank
you back
you,
on the program soon.
It will be my pleasure. Have a good day.
Okay, see you later, Daniel. Thank you. There's Daniel Levy, senior fellow at the New American Foundation and the Century Foundation, and he just, when it comes to the Middle East, he's a guy who knows what he's talking about. 6:30 at AM 760, a progressive talk, and let's get a look at some progressive traffic here on a Tuesday morning with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. So far, it's a nice start to the drive here in the city. Average increases along eastbound 270, 76 to Vasquez. Southbound 25, of course, picking up into the downtown area with that congestion kicking in at 38th. And normal speeds now along I-70 across town with no delays. Now, the only issue, and it's a key one, is a rollover crash. Denver bound on the turnpike at Sheridan. It's right at the end of the ramp. Traffic at a crawl there with two lanes blocked by rescues. Backups already to Church Ranch, so you definitely want to head out early. Weather today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning. Colder with snow flurries by this afternoon, high of 44. Right now, partly cloudy and 29. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This holiday, wrap up the outdoors with Colorado State Parks annual passes and gift certificates. Your gift is good for 41 parks, 365 days of outdoor fun, and helps preserve our natural resources. Search Colorado State Parks online and buy today.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Gumdrop the Elf. Us guys up north want to remind you of just how the gift-buying process works. If you're buying for someone nice, go to your nearby Radio Shack and get them something like an LCD TV, MP3 player like iPod, digital camera, even an RC car or wireless phone. If you're shopping for someone naughty, get them coal, sedimentary rock, that's it. This is a time-tested, tried-and-true method. It works. So, happy shopping.
The perfect gift for everyone on your list, only at Radio Shack.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra Cialis medications in their original forms. Call or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
I wanted to be able to email mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more
connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:34, 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 46 chance of rain and snow coming on. Then snow likely tonight and snow tomorrow. And a chance of snow on Wednesday. And then the sun is never, ever going again. No, just kidding. Just kidding. But it is going to snow. It is. I'm making too much noise in here. I'm in one of these this morning. Okay, we're going to talk to Rand Beers, National Security Advisor under Kerry Edwards. We're going to talk to him about Iraq. And you could make a case that I do too much Iraq. But to me, things are very, 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 very much out of control there. And this is a pretty big thing, or could be a pretty big thing, about NBC deciding to call this a civil war, whereas before, nobody in the media has decided to do this. And not all the media organizations are doing it. May, you know, I was going to ask this question about interfaith marriage, and maybe I should play this clip. Do you think I should play this clip, John? Of this NBC thing about them describing this as a civil war? Yeah, this is General Barry McCaffrey and Matt Lauer talking about NBC's decision to now start reporting the war in Iraq as being a civil war, and McCaffrey tells Lauer why.
So is the situation in Iraq a civil war, or is it something else? Retired General Barry McCaffrey is a military analyst for NBC News. General, good morning to you.
Yeah, hi, Matt.
We should mention, we didn't just wake up on a Monday morning and say, let's call this a civil war. This took careful deliberation. We consulted with a lot of people. You were one of the people we talked to. Why did you weigh in on the side of calling this a civil war?
Well, Matt, to be honest, I've been calling it a civil war, low-grade conflict for 18 months. Now it's on the verge of spinning out of control. We clearly, without question, have massive levels of violence. Thousands are being killed each month. And it's a struggle, without question, between two factions, in this case Shia and Kurds, who have separate political agendas. It's a fight for power and therefore survival in the world the Iraqis expect to encounter after we withdraw. I mean, that probably is going to happen in the coming year or so.
All right, let me go into these criteria a little bit more. So we've got warring groups coming from the same country. I'm going into the definition of civil war here. It must be at least two clearly defined and unified groups when we talk about the Sunnis and the Shia. We've got groups using violence as a means to gain political supremacy, and we've got a government in place that's unable to control the violence and protect not only the Sunnis and Shia from each other, but innocent civilians as well. Any of that bother you in terms of the criteria?
No, not at all.
All right, so the question is, we have some other situations. For example, there aren't just two groups here, not just the Sunnis and the Shia. There are other groups as well. Does that complicate the situation?
Well, I think there's also a foreign jihadist element, which is struggling for, you know, jihad to establish the caliphate. There's also a breakdown of governance on a part of a very dysfunctional Maliki administration where criminality is throughout the country. These other phenomena are also there. But the central reality is survival in the post-U.S. Iraq between Shia and Sunni.
As we mentioned, the White House objects to the terminology that NBC News is now using, and here's part of the statement they released. While the situation on the ground is very serious, neither Prime Minister Maliki nor we believe that Iraq is in a civil war. It goes on to say the violence is primarily centered around Baghdad, and Baghdad security and the increased training of Iraqi security forces is at the top of the agenda when President Bush and Prime Minister Maliki meet later this week in Jordan. What about that idea, General, that the violence is primarily centered in Baghdad, that the country hasn't erupted into all-out civil war?
Well, I think a lot of that's nonsense. Baghdad is 25% of the population of the country. It's the central battlefield, but most of the contested areas involve anywhere where there are mixed populations. They're fighting for Kirkuk, Mosul, even in Basra. There were 300,000 Sunni down there, put down there as settlers by Saddam.
Right.
And they're also refugees fleeing the country.
Let's look at history here. When you look at the history of civil war, conflicts like this around the world, they are rarely, if ever, settled until a military force or a government sides with one of the groups fighting. So where does that leave us? Is this a situation where the U.S. military or another government force is going to have to side with either the Sunnis or the Shia to make this come to an end?
Well, that's the sad part of it. I think civil wars do end up being settled by violence. In this case, the preponderance will be a Shia and Kurd majority. And the question is, how will it play out in the coming 12 to 24 months? We won't stay and suppress an urban civil war. The Iraqis are going to have to do it. We have not resourced this effort adequately, in particular with equipment, light armor, helicopters, an air force. These people are not prepared to maintain internal order, so we won't be able to withdraw without seeing a huge conflagration go up immediately.
Boy, makes you want to go with that. There's so much I want to say about that. There's so much I want to talk about in all of the components that fold into this and that we just don't have time. I mean, I got offshoot letters yesterday from not only talking about Iraq and the situation being a civil war, but also the discussion we had about the Christmas wreath, which, by the way, is still going on, and made Oberman last night, about this idea that Muslims are incapable of living in peace, that Christians are incapable of living in peace, and that people of differing religions are incapable of living in peace. And I don't buy that. Do you buy that? Now, one of the things I think is real interesting is interfaith marriage. And I don't know how many of you are involved in an interfaith marriage situation. But you know, if you get involved in an interfaith marriage, if you're in one, you know the story that there's always some adjusting to do. But if you are a man or a woman, and you met another man or another woman, or if you were a man and you met another man, or you're a woman and you met another woman, and you were attracted to that person, and you went out, and you went through the usual social graces that couples go through, right? And then you found out she's Islam. He's a Baptist. She's Jewish. And I'm only speaking for myself here. I don't know how the rest of you feel about them. Would you sit down from that other person, and in my case would be a woman, and sit down and say to that woman, well, gee, you're one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen. You're smart. You're witty. You're funny. You've got all this stuff happening, but I can't see you anymore. And the reason is Islamic. And I'm Jewish. Or I'm Jewish and you're Catholic. Does that still hold today? Do people still do that? Now, I'm in an inter-religious marriage now. And have been now for 27 years. Been one of the best things ever happened to me. Mary is a member of the Church of Christ. Okay, she doesn't go all the time like she's supposed to, but she is. You know, I was raised Jewish, and she was raised Church of Christ. And, yeah, we had some adjusting to get used to in the beginning, but now we laugh at our various eccentricities about our religions. We don't fight over them. And even when I was a teenager, when I was 16, 15, I could never understand that. Although I remember girls' parents saying, I don't want you dating Jay. He's Jewish. But does this kind of stuff still go on? If you're Jewish, would you be upset if your daughter or your son fell in love with a Muslim? Would it bother you? Would it bother you if your daughter fell in love with a Catholic and she was a Baptist? I'm not sure how this would play out now in the year 2006, but I'm interested. So we got any brave souls? Got anybody who wants to come forward and delve into this thing here? 303-713-7600. I got about 10 minutes maybe to take calls at the most. 303-713-7600. Interfaith marriages, when marriages bang heads. And what's it like going to your future father and mother-in-law and saying, I don't really accept Christ as my Savior? Or, according to the Quran, anybody been in that situation? 303-713-7600. And then you also got this question. What do you do about your kids? How do you teach your kids? 6:45, 15 minutes away from 7 a.m. 760. Progressive Talk, any or all of this show available on podcast at am760.net. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the biggest issue, of course, is this Boulder Turnpike problem. We've had a rollover right at the end of the Sheridan ramp. It's put a halt to traffic starting back at Church Ranch. Rescue has blocked the HOV lane, so you may just want to bail off and use your alternates around. And that's the eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike jammed due to a major crash right now from from Church Ranch to Sheridan. Normal buildup elsewhere around the city, including southbound 25 out of Thornton North Glen and into downtown. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy and breezy this morning, colder with snow flurries by this afternoon, only a high of 44. Right now, partly cloudy, 29 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit 14 model homes at South and find out how inspiring life can be by the water. Exit E-470 at Smoky Hill.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-029.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals, along with prescription-grade acne medicine, to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
Okay. Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Police Department.
Hi, this is Cindy from OnStar. I've got a subscriber that's been involved in an accident on Northwest 66th Avenue.
What happened?
This guy just backed up right into us.
Okay, we'll be there shortly.
I got his license plate number. Okay, well, you did good.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
You rode her car! Well, at least you're all right, though. Have they gotten there already? Yes, thank you. You're welcome.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Matthew Sweet Girlfriend. 6:49, 49 minutes past the hour, high today 46. Slight chance of some rain or snow. AM 760, Progressive Talk. You can IM me at am760.net. Got one guy hanging on. I got a simple call here. Have you ever been involved in an interfaith marriage and how did it work? 303-713-7600. And what happens when you get together and you get people of two different religions? And I've never been able to see the idea of saying to somebody, well, listen, I can't fall in love with you and we can't marry and we can't have kids. We can't have any because I'm this way and you're that way. And it seems to me that the love will find a way and that you can work it out. Or am I too optimistic? Here's John in the Long Run. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I wasn't in an interfaith marriage. I ended up dating a Jewish girl when I was in college, or actually when I was out of college for about a year. And I think the thing is what you do with your faith in terms of your social network, because we got to the point where it was kind of like get serious and get married or not. And she was into the, I guess, Jewish scene. Every party we would go to with her friends and all, I would be the only one who wasn't Jewish at the party and those types of things. And after a while, I started feeling uncomfortable with that.
What made you uncomfortable about that?
I don't know. It was one of those things that I couldn't really explain. We sat down and we talked about it, and I said, you know, I don't know what life would be like with you if everything revolved around your Jewish faith, and I'm not sure that I feel real comfortable with that.
Hmm.
We decided to end it because of that. But I mean, I loved her, and I probably could have gotten married to her and all, but it was that everything that we did in terms of her life was all revolved around her Jewish faith.
Well, what about your friends and what about your life? Did she do things with you?
A little bit, a little
or
bit.
Or was it one of these cases where you had to throw everything overboard for her?
In some ways, it was that, and you know, a lot of times in a relationship. The women tend to be the social planners, you could say, as well. So when they do that, they do a lot of times what they're familiar with. And in her case, it was always functional. Everyone there was Jewish. So it was like it wasn't that I felt uncomfortable around her friends, but it was like I didn't understand a lot of what was going on because there's a lot of in the Jewish faith. I mean, they start talking Yiddish and they make jokes that only Jewish know and all that kind of stuff. I felt left out a lot.
Hmm. Well, first of all, it seems to me, I'm no marriage counselor or anything, but it seems to me that would be extremely hard to do, even if you were both of the same faith, of like putting your side for, you know, 80% her friends. It seems
right
to me you'd kind of have to merge the two groups in some way and do it like 50-50 or it wouldn't be fair. And yeah, I think we can all identify with being around people who are talking about things that we don't know what they're talking about. I mean, we kind of feel, you know, we kind of feel shut out. I think that's kind of an uncomfortable feeling to go through.
And I think the other thing is, well, how committed to your faith are you? And when I say committed to it, I don't mean like I'm Catholic and you're Jewish or something, and will I stay that way? But it's more like how much of your social network and your worth and that kind of thing revolves around your faith, because I would think that if you're talking about a Christian fundamentalist and a Jewish person and they're both really committed to their faith and really active, there's no way. It just wouldn't work.
Yeah, but would a Christian even consider going out with somebody that was Jewish unless they could proselytize to them and convert?
Well, like you said, sometimes it kicks you with, in, and puts you into, or Not even love sometimes. Attraction, lust, whatever, puts you into situations that you wouldn't normally be in if you were logically thinking about it in a progression path of what I want to go find.
I don't know. I'm thinking of something they used to say when I was growing up, but I'm not so sure I want to repeat it. about girls that were like overly religious. Nothing wrong with being overly religious. I'm not so sure I want to repeat it about church girls, man, about how you just don't, you know, there's no, you know what I'm saying? You're not. Well, you get the idea where I'm going.
I do.
That ain't never going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's one other thing I think that breaks a lot of couples up when they get to that point of getting serious, and it's kids. Kids in general break a lot of people up because you don't agree on that subject, and hopefully people talk about that before they get married. But when you're dealing about two different faiths and you start talking about how the kids will be raised and in what faith and how all that's where a lot of
people... You're right. A lot of people get into trouble like that, particularly if you end up with a situation where you've got one in the oven.
Right.
And do something about it. John, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good call.
Take care.
All right. Let's go to Walt in Littleton. Walt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Walt. How are you?
Good. I am married in an interfaith relationship, and I guess it's working. We're on year 29.
Well, then it must be.
And it's never really been a problem for us. There were some considerations at the wedding, I think, on my wife's part, where she thought it would be more of an issue than it was. But my wife is Roman Catholic, and I'm Jewish, and she's probably the more religious of the two of us. But, you know, it's your culture, too. It's how you were brought up, and you're brought up with religion being a part of that. So I have some Jewish cultural things that I'll have till my death. And she'll certainly have a lot of baggage being a Catholic. It's parochial school her whole school career. She constantly talks about that. But as far as it being obstructive to our relationship, not really been a problem.
Did you keep a handle on all of that stuff? Now, do you have any kids?
No, and I thought about that because, I mean, not about having kids, but I thought about how religion would impact it. And I think our sort of laissez-faire attitude toward religion wouldn't have been a problem. We're more spiritual people than we are secular religion.
Well, maybe the answer is everybody should intermarry. Races should intermarry and faith should intermarry, and then we wouldn't have any of these problems.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that the bigger issue is, and we see it in the world today, is that we've all got to learn to celebrate our differences. And that's really what it's about.
Yeah, and people are uncomfortable with that, too.
I don't understand why. You know, I mean, my wife, one thing I have to say, she understands a lot of, like this gentleman before you was talking about, well, I spoke in Yiddish. Well, my wife knows an amazing amount of Yiddish phrases, and when I speak of some things that are in Yiddish, although I don't speak it fluently. But she's made an effort to learn. It's all a matter of how much motivation you have to make that part of you.
You've got a huge double standard operating in this country. Like, it's okay to wear T-shirts with Fighting Irish and have St. Patrick's Day and all of that. But, you know, allow, you know, a couple of Hispanics to get together and fly an American flag, and people like Tom Crato and his ilk go nuts. Hey, thank you, Walt. Appreciate it, man.
Have a good one.
All right. Coming up, Rand Beers, and then we're going to talk about Tom Tancredo's latest comments.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Superman Returns, Clerks 2, and Aunt Bully. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50 titles to choose from. Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away
away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-953-8791. 800-953-8791.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Is it a civil war yet? At a stop in Estonia on his way to the NATO summit in Latvia, President Bush refused to call the fighting in Iraq a civil war. He said the conflict was part of a plot by al-Qaeda to turn Sunnis and Shias against one another.
The recent bombings were to perpetuate the sectarian violence. And we've been in this phase for a while.
From the NATO summit in Latvia, the president will move on to Amman, Jordan, and 2 days of meetings with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Traveling with the president, CBS's Bill Plant tells us what they won't be getting into.
White House officials are adamant that there's one thing the president won't be talking about in his meeting with Maliki, and that is a comprehensive plan for the withdrawal of U.S. troops. However, that could come up as early as next week when the Baker Commission issues its report.
In Iraq, the pilot whose F-16 crashed 20 miles northwest of Baghdad yesterday is still missing. Brigadier General Steve Hoog says American forces couldn't reach the crash site before enemy fighters did.
Immediately after the crash, we had both additional fighters overhead as well as intelligence and surveillance assets. Those assets did observe insurgents in the vicinity of the crash site.
Pope Benedict is in Turkey on a trip he hopes will build bridges to Muslims who were offended by his speech about Islam and violence. CBS's Alan Pizzi is with the Pope in Ankara.
A visit by the Pope to the famous Blue Mosque was added to the itinerary in a last-minute effort to win over those who have not accepted the Vatican's apology for the offending remarks. Benedict will become only the second Pope to enter a mosque, following in the footsteps of John Paul II, who did so in Damascus.
The Pope will be blanketed by security for the 4 days he'll spend in Turkey, but Middle East analyst Reza Aslan wonders if it's going to be necessary.
I've walked the streets, I've talked to a lot of Turks, and it's hard to find anyone here who actually cares that the Pope is here.
It's going to be a few days before we find out how many Ford auto workers took up the company's buyout and retirement packages. Midnight was the deadline. But we do know one taker, 60-year-old Denny Dickhausen of St. Paul, Minnesota. He's looking forward to getting a check.
We're going to use part of what I get from the $140,000 to pay off a couple credit card bills, and the rest we're going to set aside here when we need it.
Ford hopes 30,000 workers will accept buyouts so it can bring its payroll in line with shrinking demand for its cars. Some people like to say life begins at 40, but when does middle age begin? CBS's Jim Shenevy has been looking into that. Jim, what have you found out?
Well, our ideas about age are changing, at least if a Nielsen survey is any indication. 60% of American respondents believe that people in their 60s are now technically middle-aged. The arguments range from healthier eating and longer lifespans to higher disposable incomes and more affordable cosmetic surgery. Even on a global scale, 3 out of 5 respondents believe the 40s are the new 30s. It's all relative, Frank. How old do you feel?
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 4 points. This is CBS News.
'Twas the days around Christmas when all through the land motorists were rejoicing. Happy Honda Days was at hand. The vehicles were displayed in the showroom with care. The Civic, the Accord, the Element, even the all-new CR-V was there. Away to the Accord, I flew like a flash. Spotting the price tag, I knew they would slash. My dealer exclaimed as I drove out of sight, "Happy Honda Days to all, and to all a good night."
Celebrate the great deals at your Honda dealer today.
New Michelin tires on sale from Sears, along with family, friends, and rum balls. Something to be thankful for. With new tires, you can drive to the store to buy the forgotten can of cranberry and the extra batteries. You can go to find the last-minute gift for that last-minute nephew who shows up late with his roommate. With Michelin tires, the holidays just seem brighter.
Get the lowest price of the year on Michelin tires, only at Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/24/06.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The winter storm
moving east, bringing snow to the high country already.
The heaviest snowfall that we're seeing certainly along the I-70 corridor is up around Vail Pass and west of the Continental Divide on the west side of the Eisenhower Tunnel.
Chain laws up for commercial vehicles over Vail and both approaches to the Eisenhower Tunnel as well as Loveland Pass. A Colorado HOA recoiling its wrath over the peace wreath. It seemed to be a battle over peace, and now the Homeowners Association in Pagosa Springs is calling it a misunderstanding. The HOA had told Lisa Jensen to take down her wreath, saying it was a protest, not a Christmas decoration, but Jensen received a letter last night saying she could keep that wreath and no fine would be issued.
My phone rang off the hook yesterday, and I'm almost, you know, moved to tears with the people who called and were so upset about it and felt so strongly about it that people have been calling, and I'm even getting things from, you know, the Netherlands, I think, in England and Canada.
Jensen says she's relieved the controversy is over. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we've definitely seen a lot of improvement now along the turnpike eastbound into the city. Police and rescue cleared that rollover crash at Sheridan. Traffic still shaking loose a bit back to Church Ranch. Loaded up now southbound 25 at 104th as usual and into your downtown area. Southbound 225 getting busy into the tech center and south of the city. You want to watch out for delays due to a crash northbound 25 near Surrey Ridge. Weather today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning. Colder with snow flurries by this afternoon. High of 44. Right now, partly cloudy and 33. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Paulino Gardens, Colorado's largest garden center, welcomes you to their holiday headquarters. You'll find a wide selection of fresh-cut trees, wreaths, and garland. Paulino's carries over 8,000 colorful poinsettias, unique ornaments, and gifts for the whole family. Paulino Gardens, 6300 North Broadway in Denver.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Good to have you along. The show available on this podcast at am760.net, streaming 24 hours a day. And high today, 46, slight chance of some rain or snow, and it is going to start to snow probably tonight into tomorrow. We've been talking on and off here for the last couple of days because it is the big story here about what's going on in Iraq. And Rand Beers served as the National Security Advisor to the Kerry Edwards 2004 campaign. Previously, he has spent 35 years as a senior civil servant after serving as a Marine officer and a rifle company commander in Vietnam. He entered Foreign Service in 1971 and Civil Service in 83. And from 1988 to 1998, Mr. Beers served on the National Security Council staff of the White House as Director of Counterterrorism and Counter-Narcotics, Director of Peacekeeping, Senior Director of Intelligence Programs. From 1998 to 2003, he was the Assistant Secretary of State for the International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs. And in 2002-2003, he was a Special Assistant to the President and Senior Director of Combating Terrorism and the National Security Council. And Mr. Beers, welcome. Welcome back to the program.
Good to be back. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yesterday, NBC made a decision to now start calling what is going on in Iraq a civil war. How does that decision sit with you, and does what's happening in Iraq, does that meet the criteria of an out-and-out civil war?
I think it's about time that people started calling this conflict in Iraq for what it is, which is a civil war, and I think that it is an important recognition of the reality on the ground, and that people, particularly the administration, simply have to accept what is going on and call it as it is and make their policy decisions based on that rather than some rosy scenario.
But yet this morning the White House is refusing to go along with that. They are making they're issuing statements from, I believe it is, Eastern Europe or the Mediterranean. They're making statements about how they're entering some new phase of violence here and that it's largely Al-Qaeda caused. And it seems like they're refusing to look at things the way they really are. How much is Al-Qaeda involved in all of this?
Well, there's still an Al-Qaeda presence there, and it is more in the western part of Iraq than it is in Baghdad, which is where we certainly hear about most of the violence. The administration has gotten its box. Several officials have said in the past that if, in fact, this is a civil war, then the U.S. role has to change significantly, perhaps even to a complete withdrawal. So if they admit it's a civil war, then they are admitting that the situation is far worse than they would like to convey to the American people. And it reduces their flexibility in terms of their persistent desire to stay the course.
All right, this takes a little bit to listen to, but here's CNN's Michael Ware describing what would sound like to me, and he just comes out and says it, what is a civil war? Give this a listen.
Well, what I can tell you, Wolf, for example, is right now as I'm speaking to you, there's a gun battle underway, the sound of machine gun fire in a neighboring suburb. It's a Sunni area where it's known that Shia death squads, often in police uniform, and the locals band together to repel them. That's what will be going on as we're speaking to each other. Certainly in the rest of Iraq tonight, that's what communities are doing, banding together, using telephones and SMS and even blog sites to coordinate as death squads move in and they prepare their defenses. The debate about whether there's a civil war is fueled either by the luxury of distance, those who aren't here living on the ground, or is fueled by the spin of those with a political agenda to deny its existence. The basic definition is a war by organized groups within a country. Some say it must be a battle over the political center with at least 1,000 dead, involving neighborhood on neighborhood, militia-style combat, elements of ethnic cleansing, you know, family on family, coordination and organization. Well, Wolf, you can tick every box. We now have institutionalized death squads in police uniforms. You're having Sunni patients pulled out of Shia-controlled hospitals. You have neighborhoods with fighting positions. You have districts engaged in mortar wars, one neighborhood lobbing bombs on another neighborhood and then retaliating. People carry dual identity cards, one Sunni, one Shia. Children dare not go to school for fear of crossing ethnic lines. Wolf, if this is not a civil war, then I don't want to see one when it comes.
What do you make of that?
Well, I think from somebody who's there on the ground, a pretty accurate reflection of what you can understand even back in Washington, if you're careful about making sure that you look at a broad array of information. This is as he described it, and I think that a lot of Americans may have this image of our own civil war as the definition of a civil war, and in fact, that kind of conventional conflict is less the kind of standard civil war than, say, the 15-year civil war that was fought in Lebanon between 75 and 1990, or the conflicts that have gone on in Somalia since before the U.S. intervention in 1992.
How in the world are we going to get out of this? I mean, we can't. You could make the case that we could bring in 100,000 troops and lock down the country. And you could create the atmosphere that, hey, want to know something? There's a curfew in effect. And if you're caught on the streets after the curfew, then what's going to end up happening is you're either going to be jailed or shot. We could go to the Shia and say, okay, we back you. Do what you have to do to the Sunnis. We could go to the Sunnis and say, okay, we back you. Do what you have to the Shia. There's no plausible, easy answer on what to do here, and much of this is being aggravated by our very presence there.
I think you put your finger on it. There is no good solution. The solutions that we are choosing among are the least worst options. and all of them involve a continuation and possibly an increase in the level of violence in the short term. So we shouldn't tell ourselves about that. We should look realistically at what's going on and make those kinds of decisions. But I think along with the last point you made, which is, and perhaps our presence is in fact exacerbating the situation, leads me at least to the notion that we have to in some way begin the process of withdrawal and reduce our presence and reduce our signature there on the ground so that we have a better chance of determining what is actually going on among the parties rather than what are they trying to do against the United States.
What? Yeah, if the Iraqi government cannot stand on its own, then it just doesn't stand. We can't stick around forever and hold them up. And it seems to me that you've either got two arguments going on here nationally. You've either got the one of, well, we can't, you know, we can't just walk out. We can't just leave them. It'll be the worst thing that'll ever happen and blah, 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 blah. And then the other one is, well, yeah, okay, I'm telling you we can't walk out. But then the other thing is, I have no plan to get us out. And I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about you know, the Duncan Hunters of the world. I'm talking about those who sit on the political right of the world who keep making these statements, the William Crystals and the rest of them, about how we can't you know, that all you guys want to do is cut and run. Well, then if you turn to them and you say, well, wait a minute, what is your plan on how to solve this? Then you get back the same slogan of, well, win. We'll have to get victory. But they don't ever tell you what victory is. What is victory?
I think that the definition of what is acceptable is going to have to become the definition of what is victory or what is the basis for our withdrawal. And quite frankly, I think that thinking along those lines is going to require us to face the fact that the Iraqis are truly in charge of their own destiny, and if they are intent upon having a civil war, then that's what's likely to happen. But that then brings you around to the point that a number of people have been making, which is, as a result of that, we need to sit neighbors, and that means all of the neighbors, and that means a discussion in which everything is on the table. Iran, Syria, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Kuwait, all of them need to be involved in the conversation, and it has to be a truly frank dialogue about not having a civil war in an adjacent country that can destabilize the whole region, and not trying advantage of the chaos in Iraq for the gain of one or another of the nations that are adjacent.
17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Randall Beers on the line with me. So this whole go-it-alone cowboy diplomacy thing is absolutely and completely dead. And I'll make you a bet that if we do bring Iran into the process, it won't be the United States and Iran directly. It'll be Maliki who will do it on our behalf. Why not us sit down with them directly and talk about what we want to try to achieve and try to cut all of these hot spots in the Middle East instead of just, you know, playing these diplomatic games?
Exactly. We cannot contract out our foreign policy to another country. If it is in our interest, we have to be prepared to talk directly with the countries involved. And the notion that we can't talk to adversaries, that we can't talk to people that we have differences with, right in the face of the concept of diplomacy. It's just mind-boggling to me that this administration has backed itself into this ideological corner and left the country, our country, less safe.
But their supporters are also mouthing the same thing. I mean, I get that same stuff on the phone here. You'll never get me to talk. You'll never convince me to talk to the Iranians as long as this guy Ahmadinejad is in control.
Well,
I mean, it's just
Ahmadinejad is only one part of the leadership group in Iran, and it is, in my view, certainly possible that we can talk with him and other elements of the government without compromising our principles. I mean, let's be what is this administration afraid of? That they are so weak in the knees that simply talking to Ahmadinejad is somehow going to compromise all of the basic views and principles of American foreign policy? Come on.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. And if I had one of those callers on the line, you know, I'd love to have you ask them. Rand Beers, thank you so much once again for your time. Certainly do appreciate it. Thank you for being on the
Always
show this
pleasure.
Morning. All right. There's Rand Beers, who's a served as National Security Advisor, Kerry Edwards' 2004 campaign, and has numerous experience in this. And, boy, I'm just so tempted to turn back around and play that Limbaugh thing again. It just comes freaking unglued. Yeah, this is something about all of us, okay? This is about all of us. I don't care what topic you want to pick. I'm talking about the Christmas store. I want to talk about rock. You want to talk about all of this stuff. I have never been able ever to get a defining answer out of any of us as to why it is these folks who sit on the other side of the aisle and talk radio, why they're always so angry. Why are they always so angry? And then what happens is when you run into people who know nothing about talk radio, or I won't say nothing, but those people have been exposed to talk radio, and what they'll say to you is, "Oh, I don't listen." Well, why don't you listen? Oh, because that's all they do is yell and scream. Right? I mean, that's what you hear. Like Limbaugh, he's talking in tongues. Let's take a fast break, and I'll play it again. And you can call, comment on that. You want to comment on the talk radio, white boy, right-wing anger type stuff that goes on over there. I mean, it just amazes me. I don't know how it's supposed
to. If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of From Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available at range King Supers and City Market locations.
Adding some to your travel time into the city. Outside the city, also be aware of possible delays coming into Denver from the Springs or Castle Rock. We had a wreck reported right near Surrey Ridge. Our other eastbound arteries getting packed, including 60 out of Lakewood, C-470 approaching Broadway. Weather today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning, but turning colder with snow flurries by this afternoon. High of 44. Right now, we're under partly cloudy skies, 33 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Attend an open house December 5th. Details at universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
Tonight on 9 News at 10. Emily Key's life was taken at Platte Canyon High School in September. But in her death, she's given the gift of sight.
Thank you, Emily. It's a blessing.
Emily Key's wanted to be an organ donor. And now she's given the greatest gift of all.
I see through her eyes.
Emily has also helped others. Watch tonight and see how a tragedy in Colorado is touching lives around the country.
Now, I'm ready to be a donor.
Tonight on 9 News at 10.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, the Extreme Monster Truck Nationals is coming this weekend. I remember I used to love these as a kid, and your kids will love it too. Now, three huge shows at the National Western Event Center. That's coming up this Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and the 3rd at 2 in the afternoon. Tickets are on sale at all King Supers or at Ticket.com. Tickets are only $10. And watch the Dragon Slayer, the Spider-Man, El Matador, and a complete head-to-head. There will also be motorcycle freestyle backflips and tough trucks and all sorts of great stuff going on out there. My friends Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell from Beetle Bear with free hats and autographs. And stop by this Saturday from noon until 2 and spin the prize wheel for your chance to win tickets to Extreme trucks, and also get in on extreme deals and matching down incentives. That's Rocky's Autos this Saturday from noon until 2, 63rd and Federal. And when you're out there, see my friends the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv. They're just good folks. And Spanky and Gerard Menard and Freddie Labrato and all the great folks at Rocky's. Plus, now Rocky's active internet operation going on. Go to rockysautos.com, pre-qualify for a car loan. Pick out the car you want from their huge inventory, and you save time and you save hassle. That's rockysautos.com. Rocky's Autos has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, sitting there at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just waiting to make a good deal with you.
My son started having behavior problems the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949.
Another holiday season and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military home.
Good morning, 7:25, 25 minutes after 7. High today, 46, rain and snow tonight. And then snow for the next couple of days. All right, I want to play this Limbaugh thing for you. And I know I've done this before, but I wanted to reopen this topic again about anger on the right. But here's Denver, who wanted to talk about the conversation I just had with Rand Beers. If you missed that, you can get it on podcast at AM760. Jay, have at it, man. It's all yours. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
To make this possible, I was thinking, well, we need to pull out all the civilian contractors that are there in Iraq and start replacing them with the Iraqi citizens so they can have work, and that would be a distraction from causing a fighting among each other. And the other thing is to hire all the old Iraqi soldiers and have them become something like the construction corps and let them start rebuilding the civil structure that was originally there in Iraq and improve upon it. And the third thing, instead of taking the American soldiers out of Iraq, just pull them back to those bases, remove every civilian contractor on the base, and then just use the soldiers to help any major fighting until they start working. It's time to start using the civilians and the soldiers towards activities. Keep themselves occupied, help them increase their income, help them start becoming a prosperous nation instead of a nation that fights with each other. And then the fourth thing is just start doing town hall meetings among themselves. Let them start talking to each other. Let them find their own solutions. Right now, we're not going to find a solution through a stick. And we need to move forward, and we can't move forward if we're beating everybody up. And then talking with the Syrians and the Iranians and the Palestinians and see if maybe we can find some common solution to the problem instead of trying to develop the solution through our own neoconservatives and their own ideas that maybe beating everybody up might work to develop a good economy.
Well, I think your first point is so right on the money. We should have done that in the very beginning. And one of my favorite stories is that one of the things that the Iraqis used to be very, very good at was they used to be very good at making drywall, which you need in construction. And Paul Bremer and the Provisional Coalition Authority came through, shut down all of those drywall plants, contracted all that stuff out, and had private contractors doing it rather than Iraqis doing it. And we should have done what you're talking about. We should have done it a long time ago. We should have. Yeah, here's the thing that always gets me. I can't understand, unless I'm stupid, and maybe I am. Maybe I'm like the stupidest guy in the world. I can't see why people can't see that extremism, any kind of extremism, whether it's, you know, political extremism, religious extremism, tribal extremism, whatever extremism you want to lay on there, is motivated 9 times out of 10 by underlying economic current of poverty, desperation, and hopelessness. And they make the best recruits. And when you give people a helping hand up, when you give people some degree of light at the end of the tunnel and some degree of hope, when you give them those things, the chances are, rather than run off and get killed and get hooked up with an extremist ideology, they would say, no, I have an investment in the country. I have a house. I have a job. I have, you know, leave me in this. And I don't want to go down this road and destroy what is mine. But we don't do, why don't we think that way in this country?
Well, we're so caught up into this thing of beating everybody up, the stick. We're so interested in the stick. We practice it here in Colorado. You can watch it by unmarked police cars. That's the stick. Instead of trying to get people to slow down on the freeways, they just have unmarked police cars running around giving people tickets.
But there's a far difference between an unmarked police car, which pulls you over in a 55-mile-an-hour zone on I-25 when you're doing 75 and you know you shouldn't be doing better. There's a difference between that and living in a two-room like hut with dirt floors and no fresh water and no job to go to and no way to feed your family, and a guy comes along and says, look, if you just believe in Hamas, if you just believe in Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia, if you just believe in Muqtada el-Sadr, we'll show you the way, we'll feed you, we'll take care of your family, this is the way to light and salvation. It used to be in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, third world people had Marxist-Leninism to turn. Now they don't, it's discredited.
I agree there. So we can look at the past and say, oh, we should have done this and we should have done that. But right now, we need to do something now.
Well, why can't we do it now?
We sure can. And all we have to do is just make it more common as part of the thought that, yeah, we can make the change. Let's do this. Let's get out there and start pulling the civilian contractors out there. And let's start letting the Iraqi citizens take care of their own infrastructure. One of the things is, if we pull the contractors out, we got to leave the equipment behind. We can't pull the equipment out. We just let the Iraqis take the equipment and let them start doing the work. Start supplying funds for construction projects. Using the Iraqi soldiers to rebuild the major structures in the country. We got to do something, and we got to quit beating the people up. And we need to help control it, but we have to let the police and the soldiers do it. I'm tired of hearing about that.
The idea of trouble is you can't trust the police and the soldiers. That's a whole other barrel of worms that we're stuck in the middle of, a barrel of snakes. Maybe it'd be a better way to put it. Jay, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Oh, by the way, one last thing. Thanks for talking about the bipolar. You're helping a lot of people. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? It's my pleasure. And somebody sent me an email saying don't do it because you just act like you're acting. For sympathy, I'm not, and I have to be open and tell you that I have struggled very, very hard the last 2 weeks, and I feel like now, finally, I'm starting to come out of it a little bit.
Yeah, I suffer from the disease of bipolar, and I have a lot of friends that do. And just the fact that you're talking about it makes it a little easier for the rest of us to say, okay, yeah, I suffer from bipolar, and it's cold. And I just went through a period of rapid cycling, and I know what that is. That's hell on wheels, so... Appreciate it, Jay. Keep up the work.
Hang in, man. You know what? Hang in.
Oh,
if you and I can make it, anybody can.
You better believe it, especially if I can make it. But thank you, Jay.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. Yeah, I don't talk much about that. I don't talk much about it because I got a couple of emails from people. Well, you know, we just know that you're just trying to get sympathy for your irrational behavior. Well, fact is, I think we should be open about this kind of stuff. And I have been struggling very, very hard for the last 2 weeks with this. And I think you saw a little bit of it on the air last week. But thanks to good medication and good doctor, I feel a little bit better today. Feel like I'm coming out of it. All right, it's 7:34, 34 minutes past the hour. A couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. And I got to play that Limbaugh thing for you, and I'll take your calls, too. Right now, though, we'll check out traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. No new issues, thankfully, here in the city. Got a pretty average commute for you along both interstates. We do have some big buildups for the eastbound routes, 6th Ave out of Lakewood, Boulder Turnpike. Some delays south of the city due to a crash northbound 25 at Surrey Ridge. And, of course, keep in mind, it's going to be a pretty nasty I-70 drive through the high country as this cold front moves in. especially over those summit passes. Chains are required there and at both sides of the Eisenhower. Weather today, partly sunny and breezy with a strong Arctic cold front.
It's no secret. GEICO would like everybody in America to get a rate quote at GEICO.com. Seriously, everybody in America, go to GEICO.com right now and get your free rate. Go ahead, I'll wait. Oh, and the best part? Once how much you could save, you can buy a policy any way you like. Buy online, call our 800 number, or visit a local GEICO office. Or the super-duper easy method, get your spouse to do it.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And watch news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760.
Progressive Talk.
Buzz Cafe in Denver reminds everyone that parents are the first line of defense in fighting drugs. As parents, children are your first priority and America's number one natural resource. So talk to your kids today. This important message courtesy of Buzz Cafe at 1229 East 6th Avenue in Denver. Stop in for freshly brewed coffee, pastries, and free wireless internet service. It's the Buzz Cafe in Denver, always offering fast, friendly service.
Once again, Thermal Advantage is a new high-tech window for energy efficiency. If you missed out the last time, don't make the same mistake. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their 12 months' energy bills prior to installation, and 12 months post-installation will be required of participants. Your local power provider should work with you on this opportunity. New windows for your home. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Some fees do apply.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answer medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra in the forms. Call now or try to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com. Call 1-800-640-9134. RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Over the freeway and through the lights on holiday errands we go. Nuvi knows the way to avoid traffic pileups. The Garmin Nuvi GPS with traffic alert options. Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City. Give a Garmin.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AMC Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 46. Rain and snow. And we're talking about Iraq and whether it's in a civil war. And we heard from Rand Beers. And the other thing that I wanted to get into this morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk is this whole idea that, right, that they are so angry. And why are they so angry? I know I've asked you this question before, but they are, aren't they? And I think a lot of people stay away from talk radio because they don't want to hear all the screaming fests and they don't want to hear all the anger. And most of us are tired of anger, and we're tired of complaints. What we really want is for somebody to fix something. And here's an example of Limbaugh, who gets so apoplectic that he's like all speaking in tongues. So let's hear that.
So anyway, Stephanopoulos asked King Abdullah II of Jordan if this is the case.
George, the difficulty that we're tackling with here is we're juggling the strong potential of three civil wars, whether it's the Palestine, that of Lebanon, or of Iraq. I hope that my discussions at least with the president will be to provide whatever we can do for the Iraqi people, but at the same time we concentrate ourselves on the core issues, which we believe are the Palestinians and the Palestinian peace process, because that is a must today, as well as the tremendous concern we've had over the past several days of what's happening in Lebanon. And we could possibly imagine going into 2007 and having three civil wars on our hands.
All right, well, let's just have them. Let's just have the civil wars and let the crumbs crumble and the cookie crumble where, because I'm fed up with this. the Palestinian situation. For 50 years we've had the Palestinian situation, and it's not going to be solved until a limb is imposed or tried. And that is, this is a war, and until somebody loses it, it isn't going to stop. And now, you know, we've done every hand to make Lebanon a democracy, and it's crumbling because Syria keeps killing the popular leaders there. Meanwhile, the Hezbollahs keep expanding their influence in Lebanon. But what the hell? We're going to bring Syria and Iran in to fix Iraq. Why not let them just fix the whole region? If we're heading to civil war, I mean, everybody comes to us and says, you got to fix this and fix that, so we go and try to fix it and own people. Democrats and the left in this country do their best to sabotage our efforts. And then we get blamed for trying to clean up the messes that these people start. And then they come on our television show. George, there's a civil war over there still. They're going to do something. Palestinians, it must be. Right now, it's a tankless war. Fine, just blow the place up. You know, just let these natural forces take over there instead of trying to stop them. Instead of trying to use, sometimes natural force is going to happen. You're going to have to let it take place. you can spend all the time you want with diplomacy, and you can spend all the time you want massaging these things with diplomatic maneuvers. You're just delaying the inevitable.
Now, would you trust a guy who had been married 3 times and had been busted for drugs? Listen to him. He's off on the deep end. Other people come to us and they tell us, other people come to us and they fix it. Nobody came to us over Iraq. We went to Iraq. Yeah, so no wonder if you're like somebody who listens to KBCO, or you're listening to Cozy, or you're checking out NPR or something, and you go, wow, I wonder what's going on with talk radio, and you go down the dial, and this guy. And you think to yourself, man, no, this isn't, you know what, I don't know what this is, but this ain't right. Whew. We got to put that one on our permanent file. 303-713-7600. Oh, man. Poor Limbaugh. All right, let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, long time no talk to you. How you?
Hey, man, how about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, you know, the Germans have a word for it. You know, this whole taking, you know, getting enjoyment out of other people's suffering. You know, the Schadenfreude.
Mm-hmm.
I think that describes perfectly the conservative mindset right now. You know, taking pride, you know, and taking joy in other people suffer. You can go from Abu Ghraib and you know, all the other, the torture and everything. I mean, it's part and parcel of it. But you know,
they're always just so angry. I mean, even the callers that I get here, now we've got some conservative callers here who are fine. They're good.
Yeah.
And we get passionate, and that's okay. But then you get others who call up here, and they're just angry. And where is all of this anger coming from?
I think, you know, it's frustration because, you know, they had their eye on the prize that was within grasp, and they just lost it, you know? I mean,
but they were angry before then.
Yeah, and I don't know. we could probably go round and round and talk about the side of conservatives, and, you know, I'm sure that we could, you know, we all have our skeletons with all of our bipolar and everything we've got, but I don't know. I'm afraid to peek in too many conservatives' closets, so. But, you know, I wanted to get back onto the Iraq stuff. You know, I mean, this is, you know, part and parcel where we're at today, you know, is because of, you know, Paul Bremer and the Provisional Authority, you know, proclaiming, privatizing all the public companies there in Iraq, firing all of the military and the officers and everything. You know, you can't do that. You know, you essentially stripped the entire country of its infrastructure, of its industry, of its defense. I mean, what can you expect? You know, what do you expect to happen? Well, we should have gone. First of all, we shouldn't have gone in. But, I mean, at this point right now, we just need to go to the inner community, the Arab states in the region, the people that rebuffed us, you know, before when we were screaming about WMDs, say mea culpa, turn this thing into a police mission, and, you know, do it the right way. Stabilize Iraq. You know, I just, you know, there's so many mistakes, and it's just glaring. You know, I don't know. That's my take on it.
Well, we should have thought about those people in the beginning and not think about them in the beginning. And, you know, we should have thought about it. But now we got to turn around and go back to the very same people that we really, really, really did not want to talk to in the first place. The thing is it's out of control, man. And I don't know how anybody can support it. I don't know how anybody in their right mind. Even if you're not a Democrat or a liberal or a progressive, can you think that what's going on over there is okay?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's just something, you know, wrong with just the moral wiring of them. You know, and you get people like Limbaugh saying, you know, they asked us over here. Well, no, you know, we caused all these. You know, the Western world caused all these problems.
Hey, you know,
the Western world caused Palestine. The West caused Iraq. The Western world caused the Middle East and all that.
Is it like Bronco fans who hate to admit that Jake Plummer has to sit it out next Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's pretty common.
Is that kind of what it is? I mean, are Bronco fans, and if there's any listening, I'd love to hear from them on this. If there are Bronco fans listening, are you mad because Jake Plummer has been pulled as starting quarterback?
I am.
Okay, you're angry about it, right?
I'm upset.
So you don't want to give up? You don't want to give up Jake Plummer?
No, I don't want to give up Jake Plummer.
Well, my thing, I don't know. All right, pal.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good day, man.
You too. Couple open lines at 303-713-7600. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's like Jake Plummer. Like, you disagree with Coach Mike Shanahan because you don't want Jake Plummer to be pulled. You want it still for him to play, and you don't want to give in. Old habits die hard, right? Maybe that's where it's coming from. 7:47, it's 47 minutes past the hour. Let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, your morning commute has been pretty uneventful the last half hour or so here in the city. We're collision-free. Just busy highways on the north side of town, eastbound 270 across Commerce City, eastbound Boulder Turnpike, heavy shared into Pecos. And southbound 25 has the normal rolling backups from 104th to 84th. I-70 doing well, nothing unusual in town. Of course, that's not the case if you're headed up into the mountains. You want to be prepared for winter driving conditions, including chain laws in effect over Summit Passes and both sides of the Ike. Weather today, partly sunny and breezy with a strong Arctic cold front arriving by this afternoon. 20% chance of snow, temperatures dropping to the 40s, scattered clouds and 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Superman Returns, Clerks 2, and Aunt Bully. The station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country. All in one book, For Broncos Fans Only, is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
You're doing a great job.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Once again, Thermal Advantage is looking to test a new window for energy efficiency. If you last time, the same mistake, homeowners will be compensated for the use of their home. 12 months energy bills prior to installation and 12 months installation will be required of participants. Your local power provider should work with you on this opportunity to receive new windows for your home. Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Some fees do apply.
This message about good cholesterol is brought to you by The Essential Group.
I'm home.
So, what'd the doctor have to say?
Well, for the most part, you're looking good.
Mm-hmm.
But take a look at my cholesterol results.
Hmm. Overall, it's a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But your good cholesterol is still too low. Remember, he talked about lowering the bad and raising the good?
I know, but what more can I do?
You may not know it, but there is a good form of cholesterol, and it's important to keep high levels to help prevent heart disease. Our physicians are researching an investigational medication for men and women to see if it raises good cholesterol, also known as LDL. To qualify, you must have good cholesterol. If you're currently on cholesterol medication, you still may qualify. Participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no charge. To learn more, call toll-free 1-866-53-STUDY. The first step is your call. That's 1-866-53-STUDY.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
Now for the bonus round. What's the invoice?
January 12th. September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Correct!
Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix! It's that easy.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Randy Rhodes. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You know another cut I was thinking about? We don't still have that Michael Savage cut, do we? 7:52. 52 minutes after here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How did they say? Rain and snow, and going to happen later on today. And then snow likely tomorrow, and then also snow tomorrow night. And so we're going to... And you can get any or all of this show on simulcast, on podcast at am760.net. And yeah, here's one of our other favorite right-wing talk show host quotes. Check this out.
And I want to tell you something, and I'm going to say it to you loud and clear. The homosexual agenda will not stop until religion is outlawed in this country. Make no mistake about it. They're all not nice decorators.
I mean, you know, just give me a break. Oh, I haven't heard that one in a while. Not great. They're not. I'm going to tell you loud and straight. They're not all great decorators. I mean, you know, how can you sit over there and do that? How can they put that kind of stuff on the radio? And then be absolutely and completely dead serious about it. But they are. They're always extremely, extremely angry. And I can understand some anger. I mean, I'm sorry, Rock. I wish we would just stop all the discussion, figure a way out to fix this. I mentioned this yesterday, I think it was, is that I tried to go through my daily on Sunday morning and walk in the Talking Head shows. And at one point, I had to turn Tim Russert off when he had the roundtable about Iraq, because it was the same stuff from Duncan Hunter. It was the same stuff participants of the roundtable about getting us out of Iraq. Now, we got to remember one thing, and that is there's nothing happening in the government until after January, that this is a lame duck session, and they're going to take it easy and not live up to their responsibilities, and that they're just going to punt it off to the next Congress. So we're not going to get anything done tomorrow. And I didn't ask Rand Beers this, and I didn't ask David Levy this. And but I see the Congress and the White House, I see them heading for a collision over this whole Iraqi situation and over us getting out. I see us heading for a collision, because I don't think the White House does not want to listen to what obviously does believe through various reporters and through what we've read And the people that have been there, they do not want to believe that what is happening on the ground there is what is happening, which is a civil war. They're just disconnected, and they don't want to believe it. And I couldn't believe it when you see all of this. But there are people who take it that way. I mean, there are people who just don't believe any of it. I remarked to somebody I know, I'm not going to name names, but I remarked to somebody I know, I said, man, you know, boy, the casualties over the Thanksgiving weekend. Could you imagine 200 people dying of car bombs in Denver? What that would be like? And I got basically a nonchalant response that kind of goes on over there every day. I'm also naive enough to believe, and maybe I'm just an idiot, but I think people of different faiths can live together as long as those faiths judge that they are being treated with equality, fairness, and justice. Does everybody in this country believe, and I know that they don't, because I know there are those of you out there who do not believe this, and there are those of you out there who do believe it. But does everybody believe it has been fair when it comes to Islam and to Arabs? Christians? Do we believe that we've been fair to them? And that we have been fair, honest brokers in the Middle East? And if you answer no, which I would answer no, then it's real easy to figure out why it is like us. And it harks back to a conversation I had yesterday with this guy about our history in Iran, for instance, and about the things that we did there. And the answer that came to me when I would bring them up is, well, now, Jay, you're going into this blame first mode. But you know what? It has nothing to do with blaming America first. It has to do with living up to who you are, what you are, and living up to your history and your responsibilities, which I always thought right-wing America was always for, right? Weren't they always lecturing us about this, about taking responsibility? But why don't we take some responsibility? Why don't we take some responsibility for the things that we've done wrong and try to right them? And maybe it would make for a better world. And I don't consider that to be an honest position. I just consider it to be a position of common sense. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Tom Tancredo. Mad Tommy has insulted the entire Miami. We'll talk about that. Plus, the show business drive now to end the N-word. We'll talk about that as well. It's all coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment funds. I have a C Corp, an S Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into finance.
Laurel and her team blew me away. I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A mentorized one-on-one Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-953-8791. 800-953-8791.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mark Noller in Riga, Latvia. Here for a summit of the 26-nation NATO alliance, President Bush says its 32,000 troops in Afghanistan comprise NATO's most important military operation.
And by standing together in Afghanistan, we'll protect our people, defend our freedom, and send a clear message to the extremists. The forces of freedom and decency will prevail.
In a speech preceding the summit, Mr. Bush also spoke of his talks tomorrow and Thursday in Jordan with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. He said the U.S. will transfer more responsibility to Iraqi forces, but vowed that he will not withdraw American troops until the mission in Iraq is complete. I'm Mark Noller in Riga, Latvia. With more CBS News, here is Frank Sedapani.
The Pope is in Turkey to deliver a message of dialogue and brotherhood.
The four-day visit is arguably the most delicate, potentially dangerous papal trip in modern times. Benedict XVI planned to focus on healing troubled relations between the Roman Catholic and Orthodox churches, but finds himself instead having to heal a rift between Islam and the church caused by a speech he made in Germany in September.
CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi with the Pope in Ankara. Here at home, investigators are sifting for clues to the cause of yesterday's deadly group home fire in Anderson, Missouri. The fire killed 9 residents and 1 worker. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt.
We're treating this as if it were a crime scene. We're not saying it's definitely a crime scene, but we're treating it as if it is and trying to determine if the fire was set by somebody that had a nefarious motive.
It was the second fire at the home in 2 days. In Dayton, Ohio, a woman has been charged with killing her month-old daughter, possibly by putting the infant in a microwave oven.
It is particularly heinous. The first I'd ever heard of something like this, and it incensed the investigators.
Lieutenant John Huber says the child died more than a year ago, but investigators had to find a way to prove their suspicions. Well, the window closed at midnight for Ford workers to accept one of the company's buyout or retirement packages. In St. Paul, Minnesota, longtime auto workers Denny and Brenda Dickhausen couldn't say no to a $140,000 check, but saying goodbye won't be easy.
It is like an extended family, and I will miss them.
Ford will need a few days to know how many workers decided to cash in. It hopes to cut as many as 30,000 jobs. Should you have to give a security guard your driver's license to get a plate of pancakes? That's what customers had to do to get seated at an IHOP in Quincy, Massachusetts. The restaurant says it did that to stop people from skipping out without paying, but it won't do it anymore. On the People page, another show business couple's calling it quits. Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson were married just 4 months ago. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are lower again today. The Dow Industrial Average is down about 28 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down 6. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. CRN Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
Good morning. I'm Gory Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update now. The fallout from Denver's botched election continues to rain down in Colorado's largest city. Denver City Auditor saying his office is going to stop payments to the company in charge of the electronics. The Denver Election Commission wants the company to reimburse the city for its expenses. Just this past weekend, some of us still watering our yards. The weather has been mild, but now a blast of cold is coming. With the first cold snap, Denver Water Department usually hears from many folks who have pipes that have frozen. Spokesman Joe Sloan.
The best way is just to try and prevent it by making sure any outside lines are drained and any inside lines that might be in a crawl space are well insulated.
If you need more information about what you can do to avoid freezing and breaking pipes, you can go to the Water Department's website. That's denverwater.org. By the way, the forecast does call for a high of 40 early today, and then the cold rolls in through Thursday. Highs tomorrow barely out of the teens. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, all good. In fact, excellent conditions citywide. 225 bit tied up now across Aurora southbound from I-70 all the way down through the Tech Center. A major slow spot there at Yosemite. I-70 westbound delays kicking in from that point, 225 across to 270, and you'll hit the eastbound congestion at Federal. We're back to normal along the turnpike into into the city. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather today, partly sunny and breezy with that strong Arctic cold front arriving by afternoon. 20% chance of snow. Temperatures in the 40s. Currently scattered clouds, 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 15 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com for online processing or bring your digital media card into any participating store. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Direct from Russia, with 50 exquisite dancers and Tchaikovsky's most memorable music. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do care.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be
seven, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 46. Slight chance of some rain or snow. And it's good to have you along. I'm going to read you a little bit of this from the Miami Herald. You can react to it if you want to. 303-713-7600. I think it speaks volumes about Tom Tancredo. Just volumes about Mad Tommy. Representative Tom Tancredo, the leader of an anti-illegal immigration faction in the U.S. House, spent a recent weekend at the Breakers in Palm Beach. 90 miles to the south, he found a symbol to bolster his belief that unfettered immigration is endangering the United States. Miami, he told a conservative online news site, has become a third-world country. In South Florida, to attend a restoration weekend, a gathering of conservative activists, the Colorado Republican, whose district includes the suburbs of Denver, pointed to Miami as an example of how nature of America can be changed by uncontrolled immigration, according to the story. Look at what has happened to Miami, the World Net Daily, quotes Tancredo, saying in an interview. It has become a third world country. You can just pick it up and take it and move it someplace. You would never know you're in the United States of America. You certainly say you're in a third world country. The remarks drew an instant rebuke from Miami Republican Ileana Roth. I know her. I should be able to say her name. Ileana Ross Lathan, who called Tancredo flat out wrong and extended an invitation to him to come and judge the city for himself. I invite my friend Tom to visit beautiful Miami, my hometown, and experience firsthand our hospitality, Ross Lathan said. Come on down, Tom. The water's fine. Miami, Ross Lathan said, is a world-class city where diversity is celebrated. Here people have the opportunity to meet folks from across the globe and honor the different cultures. Miami-Dade County is home to many outstanding universities, is the headquarters to international businesses, and has a vibrant economy. Tancredo, who chairs the bipartisan House Immigration Reform Caucus, championing a fence along the border with Mexico, said Monday in an email sent by his office that his comparisons were based on crime statistics he believes are deeply rooted in the immigration debate. While a recent documentary comparing Miami-Dade County to Baghdad was a bit of an overstatement, he wrote, referring to an Australian documentary that compares Miami to Baghdad, no one can argue that it is not one of the most dangerous areas. He noted in an email that the number of homicides in the county recently reached 200 for the year. The number is actually decreased from the 1980s. However, the sheer size and the number of ethnic enclaves devoid of any English and dominated by foreign cultures is widespread, Tancredo said in a statement. Frankly, many of these areas could have been located in another country, and until America gets serious about demanding assimilation, this problem will continue to spread. Is anybody out there as bored with this as I am? What Tommy is saying here is basically this. He's saying that immigrants cause crime, that they look different and speak different than us, and that they are not the true picture of America. That's basically what he's saying. If you think he's saying something else, you can call me and tell me you think he's saying something else. But I think this is what he's saying. And frankly, you want to know something? It's stupid. Now, I've been to Miami many times. I used to work in Florida. Used to work in Tampa, St. Petersburg. And had been to Miami a lot. And as a matter of fact, the last time I was in the area, I was in Key West. And I didn't see any ethnic enclaves in Key West. You know what I saw in Key West? I saw a bunch of drunk white people. That's what I saw, laying around on the sidewalks. But so what? What difference does it make? Everyone has always known that there is a large, and always has been, a large Cuban population in Miami. Everybody knows there always has been a large Latin population in Miami. Everybody always knows that there's been a significant African-American population in Miami. And Tom Tancredo reminds me of like an 85-year-old woman who gets out of her car and looks around and says, oh, there's just too many of these people. You know? Look at this. Look. Well, there's just too many of these people. What the hell? You know, I saw Tam Tancredo in Zadie's, the deli. Over here, I can't remember what street it's off of. In Cherry Creek? No, he came in there one day to have lunch. I saw him walk in. He looked at me and I looked at him. This is a man who is, and I'm not saying Zadie's is doing anything wrong, but this is a man who makes these statements. And he did not once bother to go ask if the people working back there were legal, which they were, but he didn't ask. I asked. He didn't bother once to say, no, I don't want you to serve me. You're Hispanic. You look Latino to me. He didn't care. He didn't care. I mean, what are you going to make of a guy who goes to, like, Miami or goes to Palm Beach and looks around and says, I mean, why didn't he just tell Newsmax, quote unquote, I'm looking around at Palm Beach, I'm looking around at Miami, there are not enough white people here. Why doesn't he just make that statement? Why doesn't he just be open and realistic and go, I'm paranoid because there are not enough white people? I mean, isn't that what he's saying, that there's just not enough white people? Now, maybe I'm just alone on this, because I am on a lot of things, and maybe I'm sitting way out there on the, you know, way out there on the limb, waiting for some caller or somebody, one of you, to call up and saw it off. But I don't want to live in a neighborhood. I don't want to live in a country. I don't want to live in a society where everybody looks like me. And I'm not saying that because that's supposed to be the correct, liberal, progressive type of outlook. I've always felt that way. Ever since I've been a little kid, I've felt that way. I like different people. I like different cultures. It doesn't necessarily mean that I accept all of them, but I like them. I like to be surrounded by them. And I can't remember the last time where I went somewhere, looked around, and said, my God, Mary, there just aren't enough white people here. I mean, isn't that what he's saying? He's saying there are not enough white people there, right? Or is it just me? Am I taking this totally and completely wrong, and I've misread the situation? But generally, when you say something like this to somebody in public, when you say, oh, looks like a third world country to me, it's generally considered to be a derogatory comment. It's generally considered to be a derogatory comment when you say something like, well, this third world country looks a little, you know, looks like a third world country to me. Translation, there's not enough white people. I don't have anything personally against Tommy Tancredo. Mad Tommy, I got nothing personal against him. But I wish he would just come clean. I wish he would just come clean with the whole, you know, taking money from white supremacists, with the whole appearing at the, you know, Confederacy thing that he did, the whole thing. I mean, just come clean. Just say you don't like the idea that there are so many people of other ethnic backgrounds moving into your country and it bothers you. And that it, quote unquote, looks like a third world country. 303-713-7600. If anybody wants to comment on this latest Tancredo comment, go ahead. And the idea that the face of America is changing. And does it make you uncomfortable? It does not make me uncomfortable. I welcome it. I've always welcomed it, and I've always liked it. And it doesn't bother me. It's just not. And if I'm misunderstanding what Tancredo is saying, if I'm not catching on to what he's saying, please, you know, as a staunch Tancredo defender, you can call me on the phone and you can defend him. And you can say to me, hey, Jay, wise up. This is what he really meant. Because I don't understand what it is he's saying other than he's just saying one thing to Newsmax, which is a very, very conservative news website, which he's just saying one thing to them. He's saying, hey, I went to Miami, I went to Palm Beach, and there aren't enough white people there.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Today, partly sunny and breezy with that strong Arctic cold front arriving by afternoon. 20% chance of snow, temperatures in the 40s. Tonight, cloudy, 70% chance of snow after midnight with 1 inch expected in the metro, temperatures in the single digits. Currently scattered clouds, 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This holiday, wrap up the outdoors with Colorado State Parks annual passes and gift certificates. Your gift is good for 41 parks, 365 days of outdoor fun, and helps preserve our natural resources. Search Colorado State Parks online and buy today.
Chaput Plumbing and Heating reminds listeners the excitement of the holidays is something children look forward to all year long. You can help make those dreams come true for all kids with a contribution to a food, clothing, or toy drive in your area. Keep the spirit of the season and make this a holiday where dreams come true for everyone. This is from Chaput Plumbing and Heating in Englewood. For quality service, call 303-789-4630. That's Chaput Plumbing and Heating, wishing everyone a very safe holiday season. Chaput Plumbing and Heating.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
How's the definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higley definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
Can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces, every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white,
Whoa, Miami by Will Smith.
I only came for 2 days.
21 minutes after 8, high today, 46. Now, Jay, don't cheat. Try to make it warmer than it really is. High today, 46, chance of snow happening late. It's going to snow overnight, snow tomorrow. We're talking about Congressman Tom Tancredo, and maybe you think that I'm wrong about this, and that you think that I'm reading too much into it, but Tom Tancredo, who had spent a weekend at the Breakers in Palm Beach, 90 miles south of Florida, he said it has become a third world country. 303-713-7600. Now, is this tantamount to saying, if you say some place has become a third world country, is that tantamount to saying that there are not enough white people there? Look what has happened to Miami. The World Net Daily quotes Tancredo saying in an interview, it has become a third world country. You can just pick it up and take it and move it someplace else. You would never know you're in the United States of America. You would certainly say you're in a third world country. Isn't that what he's saying there, that there's just not enough white people? Or is he saying that not only are there not enough white people there, but also that the culture has been destroyed? The quote-unquote Anglo-Saxon culture. Is that what he's saying? Or am I being way over the top here with this? Maybe I'm misinterpreting what Tom Tancredo is trying to say. Maybe I don't get what Mad Tommy means about this. That it's a third world country. And he talks about how, frankly, many of these areas could have been located in another country, and until America gets serious about demanding assimilation, the problem will continue to spread. Do you want to demand assimilation? I think we all want assimilation to a certain degree, but how far do we want assimilation to go? This is also a question. How much of your individual family heritage and or your family history or your origin do you want to give up? How much do you want to assimilate? How much should be required to assimilate? Speak English? I don't think most people would find a problem with that. Although I think on libertarian grounds, you could probably make the argument that if somebody doesn't want to speak English, why should you have to enact a law to compel them to speak English? Because if they can't speak English, they can't participate in the economy, and they can't participate in what's going on, so therefore, they're left out by choice. I don't know if this is kind of a stretch-me example or not, but it'd be the same thing as those people who refuse to learn how to drive and then end up in a situation where they live in an area where they need a car. But how much assimilation? You don't kill chickens or goats or whatever in your backyard? Because that's the way they used to do it at home, but you don't want to. But we don't do it here, so therefore don't do it. It's against the law. But how much assimilation? Should we all walk and talk and dress the same? So if you're Islamic and you're a woman, no burqa. Because that's basically, by wearing one of those, you're not assimilating. How about road signs? Have them all in English? Or what about two languages? Now, I know people who call information and dial other numbers, and they'll get a recording in Spanish that says, for instance, well, you know, to pick Spanish, hit uno, number uno, numero uno. And then you got to hear this, you know, you have to hear this long, ongoing lecture from them about how they hate that. And that, personally, it doesn't bother me. But maybe my tolerance level in that area is very, very low, and then in other areas, it's very, very high. For, you know, I mean, we all have our things. But this whole idea of labeling someplace a third world country, I mean, either it means that there are not enough white people, that there's not enough white culture, or that you want big-time assimilation. And so how far do you want to take assimilation to go? This is something that I have never had anybody ever call and define for me. And you know, part of that's my fault, because I've never really asked this question on the air about assimilation. I've never asked the question openly about assimilation. I've never asked anybody what they meant by assimilation. I've never asked them what they thought about assimilation. I've always heard people say, well, we have to assimilate, we have to fit in. How far do you have to go to do that? What is it about your life, or your life from the old country, or your parents' or your grandparents' traditions, or your great-grandparents' traditions, that you leave off? And maybe here in Colorado, we don't have such a sensitivity towards this, because there are not as many ethnic denominations here as there are in Midwestern cities and back east. Where, for instance, when I lived in Chicago, you had the Polish Triangle. And they had Polish restaurants, and the police department had Polish speakers on it. And they had all of those things. And nobody ever griped about it, that there was racism towards Poles in the early 40s and 50s. But nobody griped about it. And everybody, you had Greek Town, you had Chinatown, you had Little Italy, and all of these people took immense pride in the areas they lived in and in the cultures and in the things that went on. And somehow we all kind of like fit in. I mean, it was kind of like everybody kind of fit together. And there never was this big row about language. Same thing when I lived on the border between the United States and Mexico. People spoke Spanglish, a mixture of English and Spanish. And there wasn't There was racial tension there, and the city was divided. There's no question there about that. But it wasn't this kind of. But it was based on that kind of blind, stupid, racist ignorance. But there wasn't this whole pressure to like lean on people, and I'm going to make you more like me. You know, we just never had that. So, I'm miffed by all of this. I really am. And I've never had this question about assimilation ever really answered for me. And if you think about this from Iraq to Democrats and Republicans, to Hispanics and Anglos, to African Americans and whites, to Italians and Polish, to Native American Indians and Mexicans. When you get down to all of this stuff, it's all about getting along, and it's all about all of us having to assimilate a little bit. Question is, where do you draw the line in assimilation? And by making the comment, well, this has become a third world country, aren't you really saying that, oh my God, look around, Ethel. There are not enough white people here. Everything's done by Mexicans, Cubans, Haitians. And I guess there are people out there who are really that paranoid. That are really that uncomfortable. I just never have been one of them. And maybe I'm just detached from reality. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open if you want to comment on this. 832. It's 32 minutes past the hour. Here's traffic with Gina.
Got a couple of new problems. A westbound Highway 36 at your Boulder Turnpike right near Sheridan. Three-car wreck. So watch out for the traffic. It's going to start to slow down through there. Also have problems out of Thornton North Glen, southbound 25, just after 84th. Two cars on the left shoulder. And still just busy around the city. Now, if you are headed into the high country, expect major delays on I-70 just east of the Loveland Pass. We've had a truck wreck there that could tie up traffic for a bit. Weather today, partly sunny and breezy with a strong Arctic cold front arriving.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Colopac Produce in Denver realizes that this season is a time to celebrate, a chance to get out and have fun with friends without worrying about tomorrow. But tomorrow may never come if you've had too much to drink. Remember, stay alive. Don't drink and drive. This friendly reminder is sponsored by Jim Guerin of Colopac Produce in Denver, where they work to make the community a safer place to live, work, shop, and raise a family. Call Colopac Produce in Denver at 303-291-0155.
8:33, it's 33 minutes past the hour here. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, I'm going to talk to you about a place where they believe in extreme assimilation, because everybody assimilates to have fun. It's Rocky's Autos. The Extreme Monster Truck Nationals is coming up this weekend, now with three huge shows at the National Western Event Center this Friday, Saturday at 8 p.m., and Sunday, the 3rd, at 2 p.m. Tickets are on sale at all King Supers or at TicketWest.com. Kids are only $10. Watch as the Dragon Slayer, Spider-Man, El Matador, and more compete head-to-head. There'll also be motorcycle freestyle backflips and tough trucks. Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell will be there with free hats and autographs. And stop by this Saturday from noon until 2 and spin the prize wheel for your chance to win tickets and for extreme deals and matching down incentives on the entire selection of Rockies. That's Rockies Autos at 63rd and Federal. And while you're out there, see my men, the Al Shears, Tom and Marv, good folks, Spanky Herrera, another good guy, Gerard Menard, they're all out there, and they're all out there, Freddie Librato, they're all out there to help you and to make sure that your buying experience is a good one. You can also check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com, and the Internet, real convenient way to buy. Go pre-qualify for a car loan at RockiesAutos.com. Ask for Steve or Jason. And pick out the car you want out of the inventory. It's as simple as that. And they'll get the ball rolling for you. That's RockiesAutos.com. And they got a great website. Rockies Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So check them out. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 836. 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 46. Snow's coming. And if you missed any part of this program, you can get it on podcast at am760.net, or you can IM me at podcast at Y. And we're having trouble this morning? Yes, we are. You can IM me at am760.net or get a podcast of any hour here, am760.net. Tom Tancredo called Miami a third world country. I just want you to help me to understand this about whether he's saying what? Is there not enough white people there, not enough Anglo culture? And if you assimilate, how far do you go in assimilation? How much assimilation do you want? Let's go to Ann in Lakewood. Ann, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, good. Sounds like you are today. Listen, the thing that happens is that the assimilation will happen. whether we force it or not, our children will assimilate, just like they have all along. I once, 30 years ago, worked for Head Start, and I watched these children teaching their parents English. And it was Spanglish, but it was English. And now those children I meet on the street, honey, they're as American as I am.
Yeah.
Their skin may be dark, but they're American. So Tancredo is afraid. He's a terrified little man. And he sees change, and it makes him very afraid.
But do you get that the same way I do when he says a third world country? Is he really saying that there are just not enough white people?
Well, what he's saying is there's not enough white people for him. See, there's a difference.
Mm.
I don't think he's speaking for anyone except himself. I think that this is a man who lives in fear, and what he does is he looks around him and he broadcasts the fear of his feelings to everyone else. And it's not true. So as he does this, we can accept it and get upset about it. Or we can just shrug him off as a little man who right now, unfortunately, holds a position that he should not have, but that's just my personal opinion. And I think he is a very poor representative for the United States and for the state of Colorado.
So he's a guy who's thinking about running for president. You can believe that.
Honey, Mickey Mouse could run for president. I do hope you're smart enough not to elect him.
Yeah, you got that right.
Actually, Mickey Mouse might do better than what we've got right now, but that's just my personal opinion, too.
All right, Ann, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, honey.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. I can remember the days, too, in polite company, where you would not say that about a community or a neighborhood. You wouldn't say, oh, looks like a third world country to me. You wouldn't make those kind of comments. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, I'd rather have Mickey Mouse than Goofy, that's for sure.
Lord.
I actually kind of, in a perverse way, kind of chortling over what Mad Tommy said, because I saw a story this morning that talked about how Bush, who had, because of his experience in Texas, had been gaining ground among Hispanic voters, how the Republicans lost ground this time among Hispanic voters, and it was probably mostly over the immigration issue. The Cuban-American vote in Miami, and you know this probably better than me, had been largely Republican.
Strongly GOP. That's very true. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why Eliana Ross Layton jumped up there and called him on this, because if that's going to get play all over Miami Talk Radio and the Miami Herald today, and Cuban-American community could swing over to the Democrats because of that, and then Tommy'd be in a really bad way on immigration.
Well, I'm thinking about calling a few Miami talk stations myself this afternoon.
I think that's an excellent idea. I'm anxious to see what Carl Hyacin and Dave Barry write about this.
Yeah, exactly. People have lived there for long periods of time.
Oh, yeah. But so that, you know, that kind of
brings
things
isn't
into
it,
focus.
But isn't that what you're really saying? When you're saying,
oh, sure.
Oh, this neighborhood doesn't have this neighborhood looks like a third world country, or this city looks like a third world country. What you're really saying is, hey, there's not enough white people here.
There's too many people that are different than me.
Yeah,
that
there's
different
minorities.
Skin color, different speaking, and that's scary to some people, and it's scary to Tommy. I was a nerdy kid when I was growing up with big thick glasses, and you know, I get a little teasing because I was different in school, and my dad walked me through a barnyard full of baby chicks, and he said, you know what would happen if I picked up one of these chicks and painted it blue and put it back down among the other chicks? And I said, what, Dad? And he said, they'd peck it to death just because it's different. And I think that's the kind of thing Tommy and people like that do. If anybody is different, if they're not completely assimilated, act and look and talk exactly the same and believe exactly the same, they're persecuted because they're different.
Yeah, I don't understand how anybody could defend this comment. Unless he meant something that we're just not getting here.
Well, for a third world country, it sure got a prosperous economy.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if they have as many foreclosures as we do. Hey,
yeah,
Bill, thank you, man. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Jake.
Okay. And Annie, of course, in there somewhere he's talking about crime statistics. That, you know, the third world crime statistics. Well, come on, Tommy. Don't pull that third world crime statistic BS on us. Let's go to Irv in Denver. Irv, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I lived in, normally this is the first time I ever called. Normally I'm a ranter at the phone. But I lived in the Miami area for almost 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked the post office there in Miami. And I lived in Hallandale, which was outside.
I know exactly where Hallandale is.
Yeah, where the racetrack is.
That's right.
And it's almost like a third world country, really. But it's not. There are as many whites. Cubans are basically white. South Americans are white.
That's right. There are Spanish Cubans who are white. You're correct about
that.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of South Americans that are. I work with them. The Cubans are a strange breed. They all went to school here. They speak English as well as I do, or better. But if you're around them, they will speak Spanish. And you go downtown Miami, if you don't speak Spanish, you can't get a job there. The signs are all in Spanish. It's like being in a South American country, and sometimes at the post office, I thought I was in a South American post office. But
does that bother you?
No, the only thing, if you said anything bad about the Cubans, they got in a rage. They're a mad group. If you don't agree with them, so you had to learn to keep your mouth shut. I made a mistake one time, and a guy that I knew really well really jumped all over me. So
hotheads,
you know.
Yeah, and that part there is changing too, because they're not monolithic in their thinking anymore.
Well, the thing is, the younger ones are moving out. They're assimilating. They're moving all to Broward County.
Right, exactly.
And so they're assimilating, but it's, you know, the older group is still there, and some of the others, you know, they've got the Haitians tucked away in the corner, and they're sort of discriminated against. They're the blacks and stuff, but I don't think it's color. I think Tancredo's problem is with because they speak Spanish. That's what he doesn't like.
What is the big problem with that?
I don't, you know, the only thing at working, I thought they were,
I mean,
they were
go,
sort
go
of
learn,
discourteous.
Go learn to speak Spanish if it bothers you.
But if they, what?
I said to him, "Go. Why doesn't he go learn to speak Spanish if it bothers
yeah,
him?
Yeah, well, they told me to do the same thing.
You know?
They said if I want to understand him, I should speak Spanish. Well, they have a point, but I thought, you know, being they came over here. But the thing is, they a lot of them speak English, but they won't. It's funny. A lot of them do it in private. But if they're around someone that doesn't speak Spanish, they will speak Spanish. That's the way they are.
You know what they say? Love is a two-way street. You know?
Yeah. I could have learned Spanish just as easily. But I got along with most of them. It is when you go downtown Miami, if you're not versing in Spanish, you know, the streets are all, you know, it's all Spanish. It's all, you know, there's not much English there.
I don't know.
But it's a very interesting city. You go out to South Beach, it's English, you know. But downtown Miami, where you have the old Cubans, the Cuban neighborhood, that's the way it is. Well, that's just like any ethnic neighborhood. But,
sure. Well, when I was there, I had no trouble with them.
I had no problem, man.
I could get my Moro rice and my plantanos with no problemo. Hey, Irv, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Have a good day. One line open at 303-713-7600. 846, 46 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Well, we're dealing with two major problems now. Wrecks in the metro area, at least one just outside the metro area, westbound Boulder Turnpike right near Sheridan. And we had that earlier problem eastbound near Sheridan. Of course, that's long since gone. But this time we've got three cars, so watch out for this if you're Boulder bound. Southbound 25 just after 84th, if you're in Thornton North Glen Drive. Two cars off on the left-hand shoulder, slowing traffic through there. And still just got a busy ride around the city. Southbound into downtown, of course. Northbound side bogged down through the bridges. And if you're headed up into the high country, remember we've got that truck wreck that has blocked I-70 just east of the Loveland Pass. Weather today, partly sunny and breezy with a strong Arctic cold front arriving by afternoon. Could get some snow. Temperatures in the 40s. Right now, scattered clouds, 36 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit 14 model homes at South Shore and find out how inspiring life can be by the water. Exit E-470 at Smoky Hill.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker. An experience your family will never forget.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Whatever it is
that you would wake up at 4 a.m. to buy,
that you would drive to another state to look for,
that you would wrestle in the store aisle to obtain,
that you would have a smackdown with a stranger over,
that you would tackle the store manager to get your hands on,
you can get it on eBay. With more gifts than you can imagine, from satellite radios to snowboards, you can do all your shopping any time of the day or night without losing your sleep or your dignity. Whatever it is, you can get it on eBay.
Okay. Well, for the most part, things are looking good.
Mm-hmm.
But take a look at my cholesterol results.
Mm. Overall, it's a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But your good cholesterol is still too low. Remember, he talked about lowering the bad and raising the good?
I know, but what more can I do?
You may not know it, but there is a good form of cholesterol, and it's important to keep high levels to help prevent heart disease. Our physicians are researching an investigational medication for men and women to see if it raises good cholesterol, also known as HDL. To qualify, you must have low good cholesterol. If you're currently on cholesterol medication, you still may qualify. Participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no charge. To learn more, call toll-free 1-866-53-STUDY. The first step is your call. That's 1-866-53-STUDY.
8:49, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that will save you money. Only from the mortgage store, they have a new 6 months with no payment program, and you're going to love this. They're going to give you a chance. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. credit card rates are at record high, but get rid of all of these. Consolidate your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust. They'll get you the results you need. They underwrite their own loans, so they can always say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. $25 million is dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last for long. So call right now. The 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 26 months with no payments won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Just picking our way to Hillbilly Heaven here. 8:51. 51 minutes past the hour. High today 46. And snow coming in the forecast. We're talking about Tom Tancredo and his comments about Miami being a third world country. Then coming up after 9, we'll talk with Paul Waldman from Media Matters, and we'll also go into open phones. Let's go to David in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure that Tom's that far off, but let me ask you this. Do you believe the United States should be a sovereign nation? Do you believe that we should have borders?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, so you do believe that. Do you believe that? See, what I believe is that what makes us a sovereign nation is our commonality of language, culture, and government. Now, within our culture, we have a variety of cultures, but it all weaves into the fabric of culture, and you can see that, you know, wherever you go. You can see it right here in Denver. We have Muslims, we have Jews, we have Christians, we have Catholics, we have Protestants, we have atheists, we have Hare Krishnas, you know, Hindus, you name it. We've got it here. And you see it all over New York and other cities around this great nation. But what binds us there is a commonality of the government. We have one government, whether it's Democrat or Republican or what have you. We still have one government. We still have one common language. We all speak English. Now, if we start fragmenting that, and, you know, yeah, you're welcome to speak a different language at home, but if we start fragmenting that too much, look what happened to California a few years back. They were printing government documents in, like, 30 different languages, and the state almost went bankrupt. You still there?
Yeah, I'm just listening to what you're saying.
Okay, well, anyway, California damn near went bankrupt because they were printing, you know, every government document in 30 different languages. So, you know, we need to have that commonality of language because that's what makes us unique. That's what keeps us together as a nation, keeps our fabric knitted together. If we start speaking Spanish here and Haitian there and Chinese here and Italian there and German there, suddenly we don't have we've balkanized our country. We don't have a common language.
Well,
we have a common.
First of all, that is speaking English. Is taken care of because English is the language of business commerce around the world. And if you want to participate in the business, whether you want to participate and I'm talking about large whole-scale business, if you want to participate in the United States or virtually anywhere, you have to speak English. I mean, even if you go look at overseas and you look at signs, even in places like Tehran, they have things written in both Persian and all that written in English. Also, studies tend to show that second and third generation immigrants have a tendency to assimilate and to take on English. There are countries that do have
absolutely.
There are countries that are sovereign countries that do have people who speak more than one language. I believe the Canadians have that. Aren't there those who speak French as well as just speaking Canadian?
Yes, there are.
And are they a sovereign nation?
if you recall that, you know, ever since I was a kid, you know, I'm 42 years old, but ever since I was a kid, Quebec has been talking about breaking off.
Well, you know, they can talk about breaking off for the rest of their lives, but the fact is they haven't done it, and they're still a sovereign nation. And it used to be, let me tell you, it used to be in this country 50 to 60 years ago, before you had the technology that you have now, there were vastness in the way people spoke and in people's customs and how people saw things from California to Louisiana to Massachusetts.
Exactly.
To
exactly.
Ohio, because you didn't have as much interconnection. You had regionalism, and that was another thing, but we managed to hold together. But all of those things are all worth discussing, and having discussions
right.
about assimilation is okay, but you don't turn and say about a city, well, it looks like too much of a third world country to me. To me, that signals like, oh, there must not be enough of us there. Well, what's us? In his case, it's Italian Americans, white people.
Well, you know, I disagree with that. I disagree with that. I don't think that that's what he's saying.
Well,
but
what's he
then
saying?
Again, well, I don't know. I'm not in his head, and he hasn't come out and spoken about
why is it that people always make excuses for him? If this were a Democrat, if this were somebody on the other side of the political spectrum, people would just be livid with him.
That's not true. Look at what Senator Byrd said a few years back about. You know, that he was part of the KKK. Well, he still is part of the KKK, isn't he?
No.
But look at what he said about he's used the N-word.
Yes, and he got taken to task for it.
Not as much as Trump did.
I would do a Google search if I were you. Yeah, he was.
Okay, not from what I've heard.
Yeah, he was, trust me.
That's off the subject. And you're right, people do assimilate, and now we have a more cohesive nation because of technology, okay? And that goes right back to assimilation is a good thing. It keeps our country whole. It keeps our country unique, and it keeps our country one nation, okay?
But I don't want too much assimilation. Don't you see? I don't want too much assimilation. Let me ask you something very quickly. Do you think Muslim women should be allowed to wear burqas in public, or should burqas be outlawed?
They should be allowed to wear burqas. We have in our Constitution that says that we will have, well, it says that the Establishment Clause that says Congress shall not establish a religion. Basically, you have freedom of religion. It's not from religion. You have freedom of religion.
And I agree with you, but some people would look at that and it would be assimilation. David, thanks, man. I'm out of time. I got to run. Hope you have a great day and stay warm.
Take care. Bye.
All right. That's it for today. Back tomorrow morning, starting at 6 a.m. Thank you, everybody, and hope you have a good day. Al Franken is coming up next.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalones.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
A billiards room, a home theater room, a playroom, maybe even a yoga room. With a Wachovia mortgage specialist, you'll get a range of financing options to help you get more house for your money, which could mean that extra room you've always wanted. Your dream room, made possible with Wachovia. Call 866-908-HOUSE or visit wachovia.com/mortgage. Are you with Wachovia?
Credit approval required. Certain restrictions apply. Loans originated by Wachovia Mortgage Corporation, an equal housing lender.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. New numbers out this morning that reflect a slowdown in the economy. Let's begin with home sales and CBS News correspondent Bob Foss. Bob?
The price of houses fell for the third straight month, and the drop was a new record, down 3.5% in October from 1 year before. The National Association of Realtors that tracks these things says that three-month stretch of dropping prices is a new record, too. And the median price of a house is now $221,000, and they expect prices to continue to fall for a while longer. The dropping prices have encouraged buyers a little bit. Sales of existing homes ticked up slightly in October, the first time that's happened in 8 months, Nick.
And there are other numbers. The Commerce Department says durable goods orders in October slid by 8.7%, the steepest drop in more than 6 years. And from the Commerce Board, Conference Board, comes word that its November Consumer Confidence Index has slipped. The overall level remains high enough to suggest economic expansion through the first half of 07. How is Wall Street reacting to all of this? The Dow is up 7 points, and the Nasdaq is down a fraction. But President Bush has used stops in Estonia and Latvia to underscore his commitment to Iraq. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is traveling with Mr. Bush.
Under growing pressure from Democrats who will soon be taking control of Congress, President Bush says the U.S. will be flexible about its engagement in Iraq, but he is quick to draw a line in the sand.
But there's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to pull our troops off the battlefield before the mission is complete.
At the same time, he said that when he meets tomorrow and Thursday in Jordan with Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, they'll discuss ongoing efforts to transfer more responsibility for the security of the nation to Iraqi forces. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Riga, Latvia.
Well, Pope Benedict has begun his trip to Turkey, where he immediately began fence mending with the country's Muslims, calling for reconciliation and a commitment to understanding between cultures. Now he is addressing religious leaders in Ankara.
I was pleased to express my profound esteem for all the people of this great country.
The Red Cross is facing new fines over charges it's not doing enough to safeguard the blood supply.
The FDA says the Red Cross still hasn't gotten its act together with regard to blood safety rules. Inspectors continue to find problems with everything from blood storage to donor screening. Back in 2003, Red Cross officials pledged to correct the problems. But in the 3 years since, more than $15 million in fines have been levied, including another $5.7 million last week. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
A Dayton, Ohio woman's being held in connection with the death of her infant more than a year ago. Police Lieutenant John Huber says China Arnold's baby bore visible burns consistent with having been killed in a microwave.
They were just very unusual, almost, you know, like a suntan booth that's, you know, you've been in it too long, dangerously too long.
The baby was just 3 weeks old. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest-priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update. The Broncos have a new big gun.
I mean, I knew there was a possibility I might get to play this year, and I prepared like I might get to play. So I'm happy, and I'm just going to take it one day at a time.
Everybody's talking about it today. Jay Cutler, named starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. The rookie getting the word yesterday just after Jake Plummer was told he's out. Cutler will get his first start as a pro Sunday when the Broncos take on Seattle. The Fitzsimmons campus of the University of Colorado getting a new name. CU officials say it will be renamed the Anschutz Medical Campus in honor of the $91 million donation by the Anschutz Foundation. The name change pending approval by CU Regents. And enrollment up in Colorado, according to the Education Department, up 1.7% from last year. Of the 178 school districts, however, half of the districts report declining enrollment. Nearly 800,000 students are in the state school system. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we're still dealing with this crash on the westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike right near Sheridan. Had three cars involved in that, so just be prepared if you are Boulder bound. Brand new problem. It's off on off the surface streets, Alameda at Quebec. And we were still dealing with a little bit of delay southbound 25 just after 84th, although they did get that crash out of the way. Weather today, partly sunny and breezy with a strong Arctic cold front arriving by afternoon.
Business owners, if you want half off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Talk.
I tried to sneak out an hour early, but it didn't work. 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 46. Snow likely tonight, snow tomorrow, too. And it's time for our weekly visit with the folks from Media Matters for America. That's MediaMattersForAmerica.org and MediaMatters.org. And our senior fellow, Paul Waldman, is on the line. And, Paul, how was your Thanksgiving?
How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I had a good one, too. Okay. I've been playing this all morning, so I got to play it for you, too. Actually, I found it from you guys, and it's just priceless. This is a Limbaugh going to pieces. I mean, absolutely coming undone, and it brings up a number of things we can discuss. So let me roll this for you, and then we'll dissect it. You ready?
All right.
All right, here we go. Rush.
So anyway, Stephanopoulos asked King Abdullah II of Jordan if this is the case.
George, the difficulty that we're tackling with here is we're juggling with the strong potential of three civil wars in the region, whether it's the Palestinians, that of Lebanon, or of Iraq. I hope that my discussions, at least with the president, will be to provide whatever we can do for the Iraqi people, but at the same time, we do want to concentrate ourselves on the core issues, which we believe are the Palestinians and the Palestinian peace process, because that is a must today, as well as the tremendous concern we've had over the past several days of what's happening in Lebanon. And we can possibly imagine going into 2007 and having three civil wars on our hands.
All right, well, let's just have them. Let's just have the civil wars and let the crumbs crumble and the cookie crumble, because I'm fed up with this. The Palestinian situation. For 50 years we've had the Palestinian situation, and it's not going to be solved until a Limbaugh doctrine is imposed or tried. And that is, this is a war, and until somebody loses it, it isn't going to stop. And now, you know, we've done everything we can to make Lebanon a democracy, and it's crumbling because Syria keeps killing the popular leaders there. Meanwhile, the Hezbollahs keep expanding their influence in Lebanon. But what the hell? We're going to bring Syria and Iran in to fix Iraq. Why not let them just fix the whole region? If we're heading to civil war, I mean, everybody comes to us and says, you got to fix this and you got to fix that, so we go and try to fix it. And then our own people, Democrats and the left in this country, do their best to sabotage our efforts. And then we get blamed for trying to clean up the messes that these people start. And then they come on our television show. George, there's a civil war over there still. They're going to do something. Palestinians, it must be. Right now, it's a tankless war. Fine, just blow the place up. You know, just let these natural forces take place over there instead of trying to stop them. Instead of trying to use... Sometimes natural force is going to happen. You're going to have to let it take place. you can spend all the time you want with diplomacy, and you can spend all the time you want massaging these things with diplomatic maneuvers. You're just delaying the inevitable.
All right. What do you make of that?
It's not easy being Rush Limbaugh these days. I mean, after all, you know, you might remember right after the election, he said that it was that he had been liberated because he no longer had to defend these Republicans who were so distasteful, but he just had to prop them up and do everything that he could to try to help their reelection. And now that they lost, he was liberated and he was no longer going to have to do that. But what we're seeing here is that he seems to be inching toward getting off the whole Iraq bandwagon. You know, this isn't the talk about spreading democracy and the yearning for freedom that lies in every human heart. We're not hearing any of that anymore. It's just a kind of a rising frustration, and it almost, you know, it seems like Russia's ready to give up. He's ready to give up on the whole Middle East and all the endeavor that has defined the Bush administration. So I think that may not be all that good for the Republicans if their chief defender in the media, Rush Limbaugh, is not going to be driving their train anymore. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not he continues in his kind of despondency, or he can buck up and start talking about freedom and democracy again.
Sounds to me like he's coming apart.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because I kind of figured that when he talked about being liberated, that was really true. You know, his rise started during the Clinton administration, where he had somebody in power that he could rail against and criticize every day. And you know, that is something that really kind of animates people who are involved in politics, having somebody that they dislike. And it hasn't been easy with Republicans controlling all three branches of government for people like Rush Limbaugh to keep that up every day, to find people to hate when your guys are the ones who are in charge. Well, now they still own the White House, but they don't own Congress anymore. And you would think that this would kind of give Rush Limbaugh a new jolt of energy, that he could spend every day screaming about Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and how they're driving the country into a ditch. But things are going so poorly in Iraq, which again is kind of the centerpiece of this presidency, that it can be pretty frustrating if you're out there trying to defend it. And you know, you remember for so long, people like Limbaugh were telling us that the media were just giving us a distorted picture of Iraq. They weren't focusing on the good news. They kept focusing on the car bombings. They wouldn't talk about how there was a school somewhere that got painted. And if we just, you know, could talk about all the wonderful things that were going on, the American people would be behind it. And you see that here, too. You know, he talks about how the Democrats and the left are trying to undermine our efforts there. That I think, is going to be the prevailing conservative narrative from this point on. It's not that it was that Iraq was a terrible idea, and it's not that the Bush administration said about it in a really inept way and was had a series of strategic blunders. They're going to say that it all went to hell because of the betrayal of the Democrats. It was because they were undermined and stabbed in the back by those people who were against the war in Iraq, and that's why we lost. If only our will had been stronger, then everything would have turned out great. I think it's a position that not many Americans are really going to buy.
I think you're absolutely right, because I'm starting to get some of those emails now about how, oh, you dirty liberals, and you did this, and you did that, and this is the reason that we ended up being in the situation we're in. 9:13, 13 minutes after 9, Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America, MediaMatters.org, on the line with me. But still, there he is. And the other thing is, listen to the anger in his voice. And we've kind of talked about this before a little bit, and I marvel at it. As a matter of fact, I've tried to kick off several like full hour discussions here on the on this station about this. They all of them, from A to Z, seem to be so damn angry. Have you ever noticed that? They're just always angry.
Well, that's something that's kind of inimical to conservatives, I think. Maybe not every conservative, of course, but it really is, and especially people like Limbaugh, whose whole and you know, you can say this about people like Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly. anger is kind of the fuel that drives their whole media persona forward. It's what they deal in every day. It kind of amps up the volume so that they can have their radio shows or their television shows that really provide that kind of energy that they want. It's not easy to get people, and this is an observation that was made by in an article by the novelist David Foster Wallace, who wrote a very perceptive article about talk radio. He said, you know, it's really hard to get people to feel hope or joy or pleasure or happiness. That's tough. But getting people to feel anger, that's easy. That's just a button you can push. And so that's what people like Limbaugh do every day. But when you're dealing with a situation like Iraq, where, you know, it's not something that just came up. It's something that people have been thinking about for years now. It's something that people know a lot about, that they've seen a lot about. It's been at the center of our national debate for so long. You can't just fool people about it anymore. You know, you can't say that, you can't just repeat the catchphrases, you know, we can't cut and run. The Republicans try that. It didn't work. And the reason it didn't work is that people have thought about this. This isn't something you can just turn their opinions on in an instant. And so I would imagine if you're Rush Limbaugh and you've been working so hard for so long to get people to go along with this, and the situation has just gotten worse and worse and worse, then it must be pretty frustrating.
But doesn't that run out at some point? Don't people get tired of that anger at some point?
Well, you know, I think they must. And that's why I think that they look for kind of more creative ways to pump up that anger all the time. You know, right now it's after Thanksgiving, and so we are going to be seeing the latest installment of the War on Christmas. It comes around every year.
Riley will start that. You're right.
Yeah, he already has, actually. I think last night on his show he started talking about the War on Christmas again. And, you know, this is something that strikes normal people as just ridiculous and silly. The idea that, you know, if a store somewhere puts up a sign that says Happy Holidays, it somehow signals the impending death of Christianity or something. But that's the kind of thing that they have to look for because, the ordinary things that they work to get angry at, which is the people who are, you know, if there's somebody in power who actually has some kind of an impact on our lives that's doing something wrong, well, they can't do that because the Democrats haven't taken office yet in Congress and, you know, Bush is still in charge, so you can't get people angry at him. And it's increasingly difficult to convince them that the war in Iraq is just going badly because the media aren't telling us the real story or the Democrats are betraying us or whatever it is. So you have to look farther and wider for things to get people riled up about. And the war on Christmas is one of those things that they believe that they can just sort of push people's buttons and say, you know, you're being oppressed, that there are these left-wing forces out there that are trying to keep you down and oppose who you are and what you believe in, and that, you know, if there's a sign in a store saying Happy Holidays, that's a real threat to your existence. You would think that after a while it begins to grow increasingly strained. And I think, if I'm not incorrect, I think this is going to be the third year of the War on Christmas.
Yes, I believe it's third year.
And we'll see if people continue to buy it or not, or if they just kind of shake their heads and change the channel.
All right, let's get on some other stuff here. The war in Iraq. O'Donnell misrepresented the Democrats on Iraq withdrawal, falsely claimed no experts support them on the November 26th edition. I saw this. So the NBC syndicated Chris Matthews show, MSNBC chief White House correspondent Nora O'Donnell misrepresented a Democratic proposal for the phased redeployment of U.S. troops from Iraq as essentially a pullout in 4 to 6 months.
Yeah, well, Nora O'Donnell often subs in for Chris Matthews both on that show and on Hardball. And it's not just that she misrepresented it. She said that what the Democrats wanted was to have a pullout that would be complete in 4 to 6 months, where what they're actually talking about is something that would begin in 4 to 6 months, which is very different. I mean, what they want to do is something that's going to take some time, and everyone acknowledges that. But, you know, she then went on to say that Democrats will wind up, even though they were validated somewhat in the message by this election, is looking weak on national security because there's not one military or foreign policy expert who thinks you could feasibly do that or that it would be a good idea. So it's one of those things where it's not just that she doesn't seem to understand what the Democrats are proposing, but that then she's using that as evidence for the same old tired lines about them, that they're weak on national security, that the experts who know about these things say that it's ridiculous, when in fact, you know, there are lots and lots of former generals and people who are involved in national security who are advocating this very thing. And, you know, you could see this throughout the whole election where the idea for instance, that we should pull out of Iraq was characterized in the news and by people like Norm O'Donnell as this kind of wacky, way out, left-wing position that was out of the mainstream and didn't really need to be taken seriously, when in fact that's the position that's held by a majority of Americans. Now, you can argue that it's wrong for one reason or another, or you can have a debate about that, but the fact is it's perfectly mainstream because it is the majority position of the American people right now. But there's this kind of feeling among some of those kind of elite-level reporters that idea is just, it's way out there. And what Democrats think about national security can either be ridiculed or just not taken seriously at all because they're not really supposed to be serious. When, you know, after the last 6 years, perhaps we should be questioning whether the Republicans are serious about national security.
Strikes me as as being a fairly bright woman. I just don't understand why she doesn't get it or doesn't do her homework.
Well, I don't have an answer to that question.
No answer on that. Okay. All right. On NPR, Davis reported 1992 Democratic convention claim.
Yes. This is the old saw that we hear again and again and again. This is Lanny Davis, who's sort of become the Democrats or the Republicans' favorite Democrat because he's always willing to go out and criticize Democrats. He was an advisor to Bill Clinton, and this is an old story that we've heard repeated so many times that Bob Casey, the former governor of Pennsylvania and the father of the newly elected senator from Pennsylvania, was refused a speaking slot at the 1992 Democratic convention because he was pro-life.
Which isn't true.
Exactly. It's false. It's a piece of mythology that gets repeated over and over and over. The reason that he wasn't asked to speak at that convention was because, A, he wanted to give a speech that would attack the Democratic Party for its position on abortion, and, B, that he refused to endorse the Clinton-Gore ticket. Now, I don't know if you noticed anyone speaking at the last Republican convention who refused to endorse George W. Bush and wanted to deliver a speech attacking the Republican Party's position on a major issue. But generally speaking, parties don't put on speeches like that at their conventions. And this idea has been propagated again and again to show how the Democrats are really closed-minded about abortion, and they wouldn't even let Bob Casey speak because he was pro-life. The fact of the matter is, they let lots of pro-life people speak at that convention and other conventions. You know, Harry Reid, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, is pro-life. But this idea gets thrown around to show that the Republicans are the big tent when it comes to abortion and the Democrats are not. I mean, the fact is, this is one of the major kind of fault lines between the two parties, but there are plenty of pro-life Democrats, just as there are a few pro-choice Republicans. But I think if you look overall, what you see is that the pro-life Democrats tend to be given a lot more leeway within the Democratic Party than the pro-choice Republicans are. You know, as I said, Harry Reid's the leader of the Senate Democrats. I think it'll be a cold day in hell before a pro-choice Republican gets elected to be the leader of the Senate Republicans.
Oh, I agree 100%, and I guess nobody in NPR challenged Lanny Davis and let it end. It just got through, right?
No, they didn't. And this story gets repeated over and over. I can't even count the number of times Media Matters has corrected someone for saying that Bob Casey didn't get to speak at the 1992 Democratic Convention because he was pro-life. It's a piece of mythology. It's false, but it gets repeated over and over.
All right, Barney Frank, fair and balanced on Fox's News Sunday. He says, Chris, you have an odd view of balance. I thought that was great.
Well, you know, this is something that's really interesting. Since that, since Bill Clinton had that little argument with Chris Wallace a couple of months ago over Fox News, what we've seen, I think, is a lot of Democrats saying, you know, we're just not going to take this anymore. And Congressman Barney Frank was on Fox News Sunday and got asked a whole series of pretty hostile questions from Chris Wallace, the host, and he finally stood up to him and said that, you know, you have an odd view of balance and you're trying to put us in a bad light. Now, let me say, we all expect that journalists should ask politicians tough questions. That's really not the question. But I think that what you're seeing now is some Democrats, and hopefully Media Matters has some small part in this, are taking a look at the media and saying, you know, we're not getting treated fairly. And, you know, just on that same day over on Meet the Press, I saw an interview that Tim Russert did with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we documented this. Every single question that Russert asked was just a completely friendly, you know, is it fair that you can't run for president?
Oh, yeah, softball questions.
And he didn't ask Schwarzenegger a single difficult question. So, you know, there's a happy medium there that Democrats and Republicans both should be asked tough questions, but I think the kind of unremitting hostility that Democrats get on Fox News is something that some of them anyway, and Barney Frank is one example here, are just not willing to take lying down anymore.
Yeah, which is which I think is a good thing. I mean, I think with that and the memo, I think everybody knows what, and Fox's numbers are falling too. So maybe people are beginning to get hip to what Fox is all about. Paul, thank you so much for your time this morning. Paul Walden, senior fellow at Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. It's definitely worth checking out. Paul, thank you so much, and look forward to talking to you again.
My pleasure as always, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you. All right, there's Paul Walden. It's 9:25, 25 minutes after 9. Open phone.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Okay, 9:28, 28 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us. High today, 46, snow in the forecast for tonight. And it's open phones. I got three open lines. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Don't hesitate to bring it on. Liberal, conservative, in the middle, no political orientation. Whatever it is, we'll discuss it. We'll get into it. We'll do it. I'm scared of nothing. Well, I wouldn't say I'm scared of nothing. That would make an interesting non-political topic, wouldn't it? What in the world are you scared of? What's your immediate fear? Turk, you got an answer to that? Not really. I'm scared of nothing. You know, you know what it is you don't want to admit to what it is. Because we're all scared of something.
Well, I think you know what I'm scared of.
Well,
what
no,
do you
I
think
don't
I'm
know.
Scared of?
I don't know. If you don't tell me, I don't have any idea.
Well, I think you think you have an idea.
I don't think I know. I know. I just know we all have to have something. I don't know. I didn't say that I knew what it was.
I guess, you know, one thing I'm kind of, I wouldn't say I'm afraid of it, but I don't like change a whole lot. Yeah, I'm kind of one of these routine guys. So change kind of scares me. I don't know if that's a good answer or not.
Well, when I talk about being scared, though, I'm talking about being scared to the point of not that you'll roll with the flow. I'm talking about the fact that you'll complain and be freaked out all the way until the end until you have to do it. You know, usually it's a medical procedure of some sort or another. That usually qualifies. You got one, Gina? Since the phones aren't ringing off the wall, 303-713-7600.
Do I have a fear?
Yeah. Or are you going to step up to the microphone and tell us you're not scared of anything?
Oh. Heavens no. I don't know.
You don't know or you won't say?
Are you talking anything? Or politically?
No, not politically. Anything. What are you scared of?
How about dying alone?
Ooh. And the energy in the show just went totally out.
Let's not think about it.
Well, if you're going to die and you're alone, what do you care? You're not going to know.
Well, of course you'll
you're
know.
You're not going to know. You won't know if there's anybody there if you're dead. How will you know?
Well, yes, you'll know. You'll know if someone's at your bedside, you know.
No, you won't. You'll be dead. How would you know? That one doesn't work. I was thinking along something along the lines of having a medical procedure.
Oh, well, yes. Those are always bad. Why, are you going to have one soon? Or?
Yeah, hopefully. But I, you know, why did you say political? Do you think I was going to ask you something that you would have to answer politically?
Yes.
Well, okay, what politically are you scared of? Like maybe a gay political agenda?
Oh, no, I don't want to go there.
Okay, well, I don't know. You said political. You opened the door.
I'm scared Hillary's going to win the presidency. How's that?
All right. All right. Well, we'll do our best to make sure your fears come true.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not. I you know what? I like her immensely, but I'm not supporting her.
Okay.
I'm supporting Barack Obama.
Hey, I like him. Yeah. I might even vote for him.
Yeah, you will vote for him if you're working with me. I'll make sure you vote for him.
All right.
Okay, so yours is dying alone. Turk didn't give us a definitive one. I don't know what mine is.
I said change.
Change is not, that's not good enough.
It's not, nothing's ever good enough.
No, it is good enough. If you leave this building and you go some other place, that's change. You have to give me something better. Like, I'll give you one. I'll go out on the limb here. I'll get in trouble. I'll get busted. I don't care if I get fired. Okay? You want to know what I'm scared of? I will not go through a rectal exam.
Oh, God.
I can't stand it. The thought
Are
of
we
it.
In delay?
I don't know if we're in delay or not. I can't stand it. Did you take it out? I can't stand that idea of that. Oh, God. No. I won't do it.
You must.
No. You want to hear, this is a true story. Once I got really sick here when I was living here in Denver. And they said, you have to bring him to the hospital right away. And I wouldn't go. So Mary calls our sergeant friend with the Denver Police Department. She's now a lieutenant. And she comes over and gets me and puts me in the car, in the squad car.
What a woman.
Takes me to Denver General, and we get in the waiting room thing, you know, where you go in the examination room, and the woman says, well, I'm going to have to do a digital. I go, you're not doing a digital. She goes, you're going to have to do a digital. I go, you're not doing a digital. She handcuffed me to the bed.
That's great.
It's like, told me to shut up.
There you go.
Oh, jeez, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
To save your life. This is important.
That's what I'm scared of. Medical procedures. I hate them. Okay. Well, anyway, now we got our fears out on out so everybody knows. Right?
I feel much better. Thank you for asking.
I should have given a real paranoid answer. No, I should have given a real paranoid answer.
Like?
I'm scared of the human race.
Gosh.
I can't come out of the house.
Don't do a Howard Hughes thing.
I can't come out of the house. We'll have to do the show from my bedroom. All right. For those that are out of the house, what's the traffic look like?
Well, we're still dealing with the crash westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike near Sheridan. We had three cars there causing some stop and go out of the city. Otherwise, we're winding up the commute. Not very good in the mountains, though. That's storm moving in. We've got the signs of it. Crash cleanup. Truck wreck westbound I-70 east of the Loveland Pass. We now have a complete closure of the eastbound lanes into Beck Canyon. That's due to a jackknife semi, so you want to be very careful if you have to travel up there today. Likely winter driving conditions for the next day or more and chain laws in effect. Weather today partly sunny and breezy with a strong Arctic cold front.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 9:39. It's 39 minutes past the hour. High today 46. And snow coming up. All right. And you know what? It's open phones. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Let's go to Chris in Denver, who's been hanging on. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. Hey, you guys were talking about fear, and one thing struck me, and this all relates to the Tancredo comment. I think the biggest fear that human beings have is a fear of what they don't understand. And what's hidden behind the comment Tancredo made is this trend in the U.S. To marginalize minorities, to marginalize our strongest cultures, the cultures that are most vibrant and colorful and beautiful in their own nature. And we can see that evidenced in so many ways. If you look recently at what happened in New Orleans, you can see how that vibrant culture was completely marginalized by our and there's no money going in there. There's the crime rates are. You see the same thing in places like Miami, where there's really, really strong cultural ties. And I find it really interesting that most Americans, they when they want to go experience a vacation, you know, from their lives or whatever, they seek out cultural experiences and they go to faraway places. They go to Europe. They go to Australia. They go to South America, and they go. And they immerse in these intense cultures, and it's an escapist thing. So I find that there's these two divergent paths that are happening. One, it's just really strange. One is that we're forcing this assimilation within our culture, but we still need someone to pick on. So you're looking at the blue chick.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's really sad.
Yeah, we do. We do. Well, we have to have an enemy. There's something about mankind that we have some kind of a foreign enemy to be able to survive.
Right. And if you look at, you know, what happened in New Orleans, and you watch comments, you know, from people like Barbara Bush when she says, oh, this is better for them. They're in a better situation now than they were where they were living. And it's just so disgusting to me that we would marginalize our minority cultures and expect, you know, this homogenization of our culture. But still, you know, need someone to pick on.
Well, to me, it gets back to that same question again about assimilation, and the question being, okay, you want assimilation, but how much assimilation?
Right.
In other words, what is everybody prepared to give up?
Exactly. And yet, you know, we go out and we seek our family roots, and we, you know, we find our family trees and our family craft. We go to Ireland and figure out, you know, who's our clan, and we go, you know what I'm saying? It's really interesting. As far away as we diverge from what our culture really is, and as little as we're able to actually express that in this culture, I mean, it's slowly fading away, is equally as much as we seek it out personally.
Yeah.
So, you know, to expect everyone to speak the same language is absurd. I mean, you look at it, you go to Europe, and, you know, people speak English, they speak French, they speak German, you know, and there's this expectation that in Europe you understand several languages. It's just the nature of moving around over there. And we get that here. We expect this complete assimilation and this homogenization.
Well,
and I think that we're losing something in that trend. And I don't think, I think, yes, that there should be a national language, but I don't think that people should be so afraid of different languages.
God help us.
And I think that's where everything stems from fear.
Well, God help us if we didn't have Muslims and we didn't have Latinos to pick on, who would be left?
Exactly.
Oh, well,
gay people. Right. It's the blue chick.
Yeah, gay people.
Yep.
All right, Chris,
because
thanks.
Because we don't understand it.
Yep, you're right, or don't want to. Chris, thanks. Great call.
Sure.
Okay, see you later. One line open at 371-370-600. Here's Jake in Cheyenne. Jake, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Mom, I'm doing good.
Good. I call you about a couple of things here, but I want to do a quick thing on what you were talking about your field was a few months ago. I had that same feel, and I had a friend, a female doctor, who, and this is no joke, I'm not trying to make light of this, but she had me to, she called me up and told me what I should do before I came in. There's certain things you can do. But she placed me on a table instead of having you to stand up. She placed me on a table. She had put a medical smock on me first, Then she placed me on the table and had me to lay on my side.
Man, dude, I don't even want to. I don't even want to go down this road.
I'm telling you what you can do. What some doctors can do to make it easier.
No.
Okay, well, here's what I want to tell you about then.
Okay.
You know, people who disagree with the use of language in this country, other languages and all this kind of stuff, which I don't. I think English should be the primary language. But I don't have any problem with Spanish or anything. But usually these are the same people who are always crying about political correctness. And they want to be political incorrect. They want to use the language of political incorrectness as a language of their choice. And they become upset if, and I'll give you a quick reference here, George Allen, a senator from Virginia, his language of political incorrectness, he didn't see anything wrong with some of the things he was saying. And he wanted that to be the language of his choice. And these same people will cry about other languages being used, like Spanish and everything. But that choice of language is a language of political incorrectness.
Well, you know what? That's very, very true. I mean, these are the same people who on one hand, will tell anybody who will listen that a large government is an inefficient government, that a large government is a foreboding government, that government should not be involved in every facet of your life, and they'll sing that libertarian tune. But then if you get into certain areas, such as gay rights, what you speak, stuff like that, sex education, then what they want to do is suddenly they want to inject what you read, see, and hear. Then they want to inject the government into your life.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Very much so. The second thing I wanted to ask you about is Tom Tancredo. He came out of this, I think it's called the Independent Institute.
He did work there, yeah.
Yeah, and he also worked on KOA. And the KOA has another fellow over there. I guess he's the chief of that.
John Caldera.
Yeah, and his political views are basically the same as Tom Tancredo. And I'm wondering if that institute, the Independent Institute, is if that's what they stand for, and that's what their research is doing out there to try to divide this country.
You know, I don't know, because I've never really sat down and taken a good look at them. But if you can got a computer, you can go. You can go Google Westward Magazine, Westward Newspaper. There's a guy in there, Mike, and I can't think of his last name, who writes the media column, who has done some stuff on the Independence Institute.
Oh, okay.
And you can check it out there. Jake,
right.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate
the call. Mike Roberts. Michael Roberts is the guy's name with Westward. Michael Roberts, how can I forget? 9:47, 47 minutes past the hour, AM 7, Progressive Talk, open phones. Jay Marvin here to have you along. Let's get a look at some traffic now. Rick Morgan.
Jay, still might be a little crowded on the turnpike on the boulder-bound side. Some earlier problems at Sheridan, also at McCaslin, making it kind of a slow drive in those spots. Denver-bound in better shape, but the rest of the highways look good. Looks good on I-25 across downtown. I see a little bit of slowing coming down to the usual spot from I-70 heading down to Spear, but no major delays right now. I-70 in pretty good shape on both sides. Looks good on 225 across, and shouldn't have any trouble on 470 as you make your way across Highlands Ranch. With the forecast for today, partly sunny skies for most of the day, then some snow showers developing later this afternoon as this system moves in. High before that in the mid-40s, then snow showers expected tonight, a couple of inches overnight, low of 10. And then cold and snowy tomorrow with a few more inches expected and a high of 18. Right now it's 33 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online.
How'd you get that scar, Grandpa?
It was the Christmas 87.
You mean the year there was a run on the George Foreman Grill?
The one. It all started on a frosty morning after Thanksgiving. The sun was far from up, but the mob waiting outside the store was out.
eBay has more gifts than you can imagine, from plasma TVs to designer jewelry, so you can do all your shopping any time of the day or night in the safety of your own home. Whatever it is, you can on eBay.
100-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
9:49 past on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only from the mortgage store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. You're going to love this. They are going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months no payments plan. Adjustable rate more higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all, consolidate all bills into one low, low payment with no payments for this month. Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you'll trust the results you'll get. They underwrite their own loans. So, you know what? They can say yes when other stores and other lenders just say no to you. And they can close your loan in a little as a week. Yep, as little as a week. $25 million dedicated to this program. It is not going to last long, so you got to call right now. The 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last long, so don't wait. Call right now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power? You need to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of this secret developed by an expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the power of your brain, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-791. 1-800-400-2791. And how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more. I'm flying through emails. I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, this is the end of the show. 9:51, 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 40. I got to get out there and grab that new Young CD, Neil Young and Crazy Horse at the Phil 1970. Good stuff. Snow in the forecast, too. All right, it's open phones. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, 2 points, and we can take them in whatever you want. This is the strategy, a conservative strategy that's been going on in this country for quite a while. Number one, I believe that they are anti-liberal education. And number two, the strategy for the budget deficit, this, up the deficit so much, something has to give, and what's going to be made to give if they have their way are the New Deal programs, the safety net programs. They don't want to have their spent on anybody else but themselves. Now, which one would you like to talk about first?
Well, either one of them is fine because I agree with both things. I mean, that's obviously what they've been doing, and they've been doing it for a long, long time, and they've been after the New Deal forever and a day, and they've come mighty close to smashing it, but I think the House of Cards on their plan is caving in.
Well, I hope that that's the case. You know, one of the things that's going to happen is that the baby boomers, if the New Deal collapses, are going to find their parents moving in with them.
Well, I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's going to collapse. I think it's going to go the other way.
Well, I agree. I think it's going to go the other way. I think this latest election shows that people are wising up to this whole thing of back in the Reagan years. You know, go out and get what you can get for yourself. The loss of the sense of community and community responsibility. They talk about values, but it's really an individualistic. Oriented philosophy, fine for individualism, but come on, give us a break.
Well, it's right out of Ayn Rand.
Yeah, it is, and I'm with you 100%. But back to the education system. I was in California in the 70s, and one of the who was in person before Reagan was elected came to the education group, and they said, you tell us what kind of people you want turned out from our education system, and we'll provide it. And from that point on, California disintegrated, the education system disintegrated from one in the country down to somewhere around 35 or 40 because they took the property tax away in Proposition 13. And this made the conservatives happy because they really didn't like the students that came out of the 60s that produced all the anti-Vietnam stuff.
They were after the university systems. They were after secondary education. Yeah, well, I'm from California. I mean, I went through part of that, and I remember the battles that were out there. I still think in the end, they are going to lose, and I think they have lost, and I think things are only going to get better. This is a great country full of great people, and we know how to solve solutions. Every single thing that we've been on for the last 6, 12, whatever years hasn't worked, and we're ready to try something else. Jim, thanks. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Here's Ron on M760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
You're talking about assimilation and stuff. I see it all the time. And the thing is, when I go to church, I read the Banns of Marriage, in the Catholic Church. It's amazing the people who have Spanish surnames who are marrying Anglo names and vice versa. And you know what? 3 generations from now, when they with their grandkids or great grandkids, those grandkids or great grandkids give a hoot who they are. They'll be Americans, and they'll be an American thing.
At some point, they'll care. At some point, they'll care where they came from.
Yeah, just like the fourth generation or sixth generation African.
The thing is, the trick is to be able to get some assimilation plus your heritage. Thanks for the call, Ron.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Let's go to Rob. Rob in Longmont. You're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, man.
I appreciate all you on the airwaves there, man.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I got a little story about being scared of flying. And since 9/11, how it kind of correlates with that. I used to fly all the time with a leather flight coat and a leather hat I pulled down over my ears, and a 4-inch folding blade, and a flashlight, and some food. And I'd always request that seat next to the emergency exit to the lady behind the counter. I need to sit there because I'm scared of flying, and if there is a problem, I'll be the guy that'll survive, and I'll let everybody out. And I can't do that anymore, so I don't fly because, I drive everywhere because I'm scared to fly.
Boy, you got to call tomorrow after 9 a.m., and we have to get into this a little bit more because I'm running out of time. I hear what you're saying about being scared, literally comfortable with it either. But see if you can call back tomorrow after 9 a.m., and we'll exchange notes.
Sounds good, Jay. Take care, brother.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
All right, now we are finally at the end of the show, and Al Franken is next. And I'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And don't forget, this is a great country. We're capable of great things. And with people like you and I in it, hey, we can solve anything. Anything.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. Credit card debt, called Debt Set, for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. They want us to pay us for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt free ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets that card companies don't want you to know. Get yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information.